Blog Talk Radio.
Countdown is here. We got the last bit of deposits going in tonight. A lot of guys are telling me they're locking in. Tonight, on the last night of the show to lock in, if you're going to lock in. I know it's got some people that are working on their cars right now, and they're waiting, making sure before they go out, make sure. I understand, but I know someone said that a couple of races, they just wanted to make sure they get past a couple of races, then they can lock in, make sure their cars are together. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Also, we got to make sure about these the rules when you're going ready to go to race or whatever. You know, do you have grudge rules? Which rules you have? You know, these track rules. I mean, everybody, you get ready to run someone. I don't care if you're north, south. Make sure before you get ready to run, let them know everybody what they're doing, because some things are foolishness that I don't believe in. So I'd like to hear ahead of time, if you decide, hey, listen, if you hit the wall, you're automatically disqualified, that you make sure you put that in the rules, because I know they'll say, somebody may say, well, we do it up here north, we do this down south. I want you guys to make sure before you guys go down, so there's no argument, say, because I heard about these here, some races that you can hit the wall and come across as long as you pass, and pass the finish line first, you won. And But if your part's to me, and I'm going to tell you exactly, if you're going with me and if you're going to turn around and race, if you hit the wall and you're on your side or whatever, I've seen people say, okay, yeah, as long as you didn't come cross. But if your part's going inside that other lane, it's just like you going cross. And if someone has to cut gas because of something stupid like that there, you shouldn't be being paid. That's how my rules are. I know a lot of other guys got different rules, but me, myself, if a man has to cut gas, that shouldn't even been a race. You automatically lose, basically, you know. But you're going to get people that tell you something different, creating something new about this racing. And I mean, we can't keep adding on rules and stuff like that, but I think that you guys ahead of time to solve everything. Whoever your deposit man is, when you're getting up there and you get ready to run, make sure you go through everything ahead of time so you don't have a problem at the end of the night or in, you know, at the end of the race and saying something is going to happen. I know there's a couple other guys out there. That said, they're going to let everybody know this week, so we'll see. I know there's a couple things that are going on with a couple other races. And they're trying to get their car together, so I understand. It's no problem. They said they're working on it all the way to the end. They're going to do what they got to do. One or two guys, they actually hurt their car, but you know what? It's okay. It's understandable. You can't make it, you can't make it. Done deal. Just keep it moving. You know, if you want to come and watch the race, you come and watch the racing. I'm not into it about talking about this guy can't make it because this and that. Hey, it is what it is. It happens. You pay your deposit, keep it moving. So we don't need to hear it, and nobody else needs to hear the story. So that's all to it. If you can't go fast enough, oh, well. You locked it in, you pay it. If you broke it, pay it. That's it. Done deal. You ain't got to talk about it. We'll move on and keep racing. I don't want to hear that clowning on someone because something happened to their car, they wrecked the car, whatever, or whatever it may be. You know, it's all a part of racing. We keep it moving. I know Giganta called up. If anybody watched the show the other night and today, he's been doing it all week. He's been calling out cars. Whether if you got a small block car on 28th, they're looking for action with that. They got a truck. They got a car. They got big tire cars. They're looking for big tire action also. The Rico Mafia, the whole Rico Mafia, they call it, is coming down. He called out cars, and he called out a good 40. Also, I see a lot of the guys over there got runs locked in, and what we're going to do is make sure you get hold to, it'll be Fat Albert or Rico that will be in the front, and I just want you to get hold to them and let them know when you're locked in races, because I want to make sure we can get you up in and out, because I know there's a few guys that got three races, they got some that got four. Joe Ramsey, he's got three races right now, and he's doing his thing. I forgot his name. I think it's Buck. Buck with the little green Mustang. He's got four races. And you know, you got to get them through, and that's all to it. You know, they get their pass in, get their race in, and keep it moving. Friday night, we got a few races going off. Also, on Friday night, we got a couple drag bikes that's coming out. And they're going to run for good money. Two bikes I know for a fact that's going to run. They're supposed to do it Friday. Ray, when Ray comes on here, he'll talk about the bikes because I really don't know them. Not too sure about the bikes. I don't know too much about them. You said something about a car, it'd be something different. And I'll let you guys know, too, Little Nightmare and Jeff Rogers will be running on Saturday. Not Friday, Saturday. So you won't miss that. Also, on Friday night, Sammy, Crazy Horse, Team G, they will have their all-steel, all-glass class. I'll get Sammy to explain his rules. And I'm not going by it. I'm just told him just how it is, and I'm just letting everybody know. I'm not making the rules. I'm not getting involved in it, whatever that is. You know, Sammy makes his rules. It's Sammy's class. Sammy's class, that's how he makes his rules. Not by anybody else's all-steel glass class. Whatever Sammy says goes. Don't come to me. Go to Sammy. That's going to be it. He's heading it. I have no problem with it. He asked me about it, and I had no problem. I had to make sure I shoot it by everybody to get through. It is three of us that are in the whole group. Just letting everybody know the whole situation. And as I said last time, yes, we do have Gallant again next year. I know the rumors are that I'll be in Fayetteville. No, that's not. that will be in the cuts, race that same day. He actually put a day on the same day as we did. But that will be in the cut. Best of luck to him. Got nothing to say. You know, it is what it is. I know people want to steer the pot and figure I want to say something bad on, but I'm not going to do it. That's out of my league. I just don't get involved in it. Wish him the best of luck. So he's going to be doing his, and we'll be still doing ours, Dexter, Larry T, and me. We'll still be doing Gallant, and that's how it's going to be. If you want to get any more out of it, you have to talk to any one of them, because I'm not going to really get into all that bull crap with the arguing fight, and I'm not going to waste my energy on something like that. It's not even worth it for me. And like I said, I'm out there to have fun with it. If I don't have fun with it, I don't want to do it. That's all to it. So I'm not getting into it with them, and I'm not getting into anybody else. And I'm not going to, if you're looking for me to say something bad on them, I'm not going to say it. So that being said, if you don't like it, oh well. That's going to be it. And we're going to work at our thing, and he's going to do his thing. And like I said, it's not the first time that someone put a brace on you. It's not going to be the last time. So you guys got to either get used to it, because nobody's going to respect dates, and it is what it is. It's going to be one of those things. I mean, I don't know what to say to you guys, you know. And, you know, everybody does their thing, and whatever you like, that's how you go with it. You like it, you go for it. You don't like it, well, I'm not going to tell you not to go, and I ain't going to tell you, you know, to go. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to be real about it. I keep my end, they keep their end, and we keep it going. You know, pray that both of them have a good race, and that's it. That's all I can say. But Gallant has already been up there. It's been 3 months ago that we signed a contract with him. We will not change the date, because anybody knows how they do with the big days at Gallant or anywhere else. Once it's up, it's up. Once you sign the contract, it's signed. It's done. You're not changing nothing. You ain't getting there and give you another date. So that's how it's going to be. And we had a great time last year with it. And God bless us this week. You know, the weather is going to be perfect. 87 degrees, 69 at night. You can't ask anything better than that. And no rain in the forecast. And it's just going to be perfect. So to me saying how it's going, it's kind of like almost like you don't even kind of like know what how to act, because most of the time, almost all of our events, we either have 20% rain, 30% rain, 10%, something's always there, 100%. But this is the one time I got to say, at one time it's just been so perfect. And what was it? Last year we had 60% chance of rain on a Saturday. But everybody still, they said, we're going in. Ramsey, let me see, he just picked me up. He said he got Picky Saturday off the trailer when the track goes hot. He gets the break and the clear. Wow. Holy cow. Okay, let me just make sure. Oh, wow. He got Weeby on Friday off the trailer. And Weeby giving him the head-up clear if he don't break Thursday night. Okay. He got Copperhead. Ramsey got Copperhead. Now, that's that pretty-looking little blue Camaro. He's got Copperhead on Friday. Okay. If he makes it there Friday. He said Saturday, I'm giving him the back tie and the clear. Okay, he's giving the back tie and the clear. All right, good stuff, good stuff. I like that. I like to hear that. I know a couple guys that said they're going to come in that tonight. A couple bets are out there tonight. And if you want to come, whatever side of the party wants to start it first, you can get on here first and say what was supposed to be said, which everybody knows. I got to make sure I got Dave on here, because Mount Vernon Dave knows the rules too and how they were all saying they anticipated. Also, where's my man at? Oh, gosh. Let me make sure I see all these lights up. I got to open it up in a few minutes. Fat Albert, we got to make sure you get up on here also. So I got to make sure everybody's in here, and we got to make sure we get this thing going through fast. I won't be able to keep it open long all the way through, because I got to meet up with Mikey and get some fish and stuff, so we can be cooking fish and stuff down there on Friday night. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. Let me make sure. Let me make sure I help my co-host. Anyhow, 571-4080. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, I'm here.
Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, I know you've seen Giganta threatening everybody, right?
Yeah, with the Rico bunnies.
Yeah. Well, I know. Listen, I'm gonna kid you not. I know a lot of people going with him on a lot of those races, and then there's a lot of people from up here that's going with our guys. You know, I'll say our guys because they're Team North. Let's just be real. That's it. You know, Rick, Paul Chipman is going to run. Both of them going to run. Gigantor. I know what's his name is looking for some action. Buddy, I don't know if the big tie be finished on a couple of our guys that they're trying to make sure they're ready. And everybody know Machete is looking for a race with his Camaro, so
right.
I know Jeff would have did it, but right now Jeff's concentrating on his other races. You know, we might have two races now.
Right.
Small tire catches Clay. So he can bring both. I know he called them out. I heard already that they called them out.
Regensburg and Hampton.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Oh. Yeah, he definitely called Jeff out. Everybody knows. But that's the deal. Jeff is not going to be able to pull both cars and take
right.
care of both cars. He got to really concentrate on this other race. You know, like they said, a little nightmare. Basically, they said going to be one at the gate, so we'll see. Should be a good race, really good one. You know, and that's the guy from Thunder Valley that's been running real good. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can come back with a win from Team North. That's all I can say. We're all going down there, and you do have a couple guys that's running each other from the North or whatever, too. You do have that also. But also you have a lot of the races like Joe Ramsey. He's running taking on all of these guys up here. You know, I
well,
saw
look,
that.
Look
I was like,
Joe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We are, fellas, if you don't wait till late at night, say, I want to do a shakedown. We're not going
to
do that. Get your shakedown done early. Because we got a lot of races locked in, just like we did last time. And everything ran smooth, but it could be a little bit of improvement. We're going to have a certain lane for grudge cars. And you got to come
two
see
lanes.
Me or
we're going to have two lanes for grudge cars. That's
come
what we're going to actually, yeah, yep. We're going to actually have a grudge lane that we can have open so the ones that give you the time that they're going to be in there, because
mm-hmm.
I know some guys have got to be in there by 3 o'clock or whatever because they got to get ready for the next race. We're pulling those
mm-hmm.
guys a priority. But they must
right.
have
and
already. I'm not telling you. This is one thing you're not going to do is walk up there and say, oh, I had a race. Come right away. I got
right.
a race. Here it is. You're going to have to tell them ahead of time. You can find Rico or Fat Albert. We'll be taking care of everything. I'm
right.
not going to be.
One of us.
Yep. It's one of them. If they don't have that
time.
Paper. Mm-hmm.
Like I
they
time.
Ain't got the paper
we
that you're saying.
Table.
Forget
we
it.
We had a table at the stage line. We had a table set right there. Y'all come see
mm-hmm.
one of us and let us know that, hey, Albert, I got a race in the next hour. All right, well, let me know about it. Give me the steps, whatever, and we'll get you up there. But like Joe said, don't come and say, oh, hey, we got a race, and think I'm going to pull you out of the lane to come on up and race. No, I'm not doing that. No, that's
just
going to cause too much confusion. And I'm going to tell y'all now, how good a lot is. I'm going to tell you now, they only allow 3 to 4 people per car, and one is including the driver. I'm going to tell you now,
mm-hmm.
so don't bring a whole crew up there because they're not going to let you in. I'm telling you, they're not going to do it. Them gates will be locked. They're going to allow 3 or 4. And like I said, the driver is included in that. And that's all they're going to let up through the stage line at the start line. So don't get upset, sad. I didn't come with that car. They're not going to let you in.
And on top of that, after your race is done and you're with that car, you got to come right off. They're going to put you right on out of there. You're not going to be able to stay up there watching the next race. So I'm just letting you know. And the stands are right there, right at the corner. They even actually made a little stand for like a grudge stand. They can be able to sit there and they can be closer. They can be able to stand right there if they want to be vetting or whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just let everybody know, and the reason why they're doing the safety purpose, their insurance and everything, is they're watched, they're sanctioned track, so they have to be doing it that way. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, that ain't fair that we can't get up there. Well, God forbid something happened to them, and guess what? It was a hard time getting a grudge event to them. And now they gave it to us. They gave us a platform. It went along good last time, and it gave us a good prep to get everything right, you know, and they loosened up for the grudge game. So I don't want to lose it on something stupid. And, you know, it's always nice to be happen to get into something really nice, something nice in place, you know, start moving up a little bit and everybody feel comfortable, you know what I mean? Not saying, right. like, you know, the other trucks are bad, but it's something nice to be saying right. like you're sitting in on front stage or something. We can make it get bigger and bigger, and the funny part is I'm going to let everybody know I just want everybody on good behavior because sponsors are looking at us right now for the grudge game to try to get stuff for, promoted from their car. So I'll just give you a prime example. I'm not going to tell you exactly who the person is, but we got three sponsors that's looking. And guess what? You could be one of those cars that might be the sponsor wants a name, have their name on the side of your car. So if the sponsor sees your name, instead of turning around and giving this money to these class races and everything else, and you got a ATI, say like an ATI converter in the car, well, guess what? That person might just say, hey, you could ride the ATI converter off the whole year, and we turn around and we sponsor you. We take care of your converter, that whole bit, stuff like that. Just like you might get like a Hoosier tire, you know, the same thing would do the same thing. Those guys, they go and find a car. You never have to buy a converter. You actually get money from the end of the year, you know, to keep running it. And finally, the grudge racers got a chance to get something that they never got a chance to. And the class racers and everybody else been getting everything. Street Outlaws been getting everything. The only person that hadn't been getting anything was the grudge racers. And now the grudge racers, they stick together and do the right thing, you will get a sponsor too. So that's what we always would say, you know, always by the wall, man, we sitting back. You know, tired of looking like second-class citizens behind everybody else, and you got to wait to be able to the class go, and then you can grudge. Well, now you're finally getting a platform where it's grudge races only. And the people knowing that the crowds are starting to go look, and guess what? They want to advertise because those people out there buying. Now they're looking at all these cars. Well, guess what? We want to put it on your car. And now that's what it is. And don't let nobody fool you because a lot of people don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have it. You look at half of these classes that's going around, PDRA and NHRA, what are they doing now? Oh, they're feuding at each other and they're going to race. They're going to grudge race because they always sell. So now you think they before it was nothing. They was nobody. They just run each other and that's it. Now they're trying to act like they got a grudge, trying to be a fake. I mean, you know, grudge ain't really a fight and all that, but they go far with it. Street Outlaws, how many times you guys are seeing up there acting like they pushing and acting stupid? A lot of that shit's for a show to turn around and act like they get the popularity and everybody all hyped up. And that's what it's going to be. I mean, we can't do it because if we do it, we're in trouble. I'm being real about it. I told you you can't have those guys. Those guys they're ready to fight all the time. So we know how to show it. Everybody shows they can have fun with it, grudge and bet money, have fun, and keep it going. Now the sponsors are starting to see it. So it's up to you guys to turn around and go from somewhere and get something out of the deal. Who knows what you got? Let's just be real. Street Outlaws, you got guys over there got getting free motors. Let's be real. A lot of people don't look at that. Proline gives the freaking, that GTO, a free freaking motor. How much is that motor? A 5.3. You run my motor just saying that you're running it, then that's it. How many other guys are getting the same thing? Well, the guy in your grudge race has got a chance to maybe tap into the whole scene. I mean, a lot of people ain't going to want it. They don't want you to get it, but it's our time now, so let's move along with it. Let's do it. So I'm going to open up some of these mics because I know some stuff is going to pop off tonight. And you better be ready, Fat Alex, because you want to run this thing after this. I hope. All right, Fat Alex. All right, let me start opening up some of these mics. 914-5466. Your mic is open. 914-5466. Your mic is open. Hey, what's going on now? How's everything?
Lock, cock, and ready to rock.
Lock, cock, and ready to rock. Oh yeah. Y'all got to talk about y'all thing, huh? Tonight is y'all night.
Yeah,
y'all said this is the week of. And,
all I need is Fat Albert Cash App.
Fat Albert. Oh, he might be eating. Fat Albert. Oh, Fat Albert. Come on now.
Do you see a 347-4223 number?
No, but tell him to hit the one button. I'll pull it right in.
C-Man, hit the one button.
Okay, I got it now. All right, hold on. Let me make sure I open it up. 347-4223, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Yo.
C-Week.
What up?
Yo.
I'm telling these boys we're ready to lock in.
What are you at?
All right. Well, I didn't see no number yet, but we looking for who should I be looking for that you're supposed to be locking in? What number is it, you know?
Short Dog or Lil Howie?
I don't know their number, but hold on. I got a lot of numbers, so I'll open up, and if you get on, then you do it right away. All right? And you got Fat Albert. You're going to Cash App to Fat Albert?
Yep.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me just open a couple of these mics. Maybe we can get a hold of one of them. Pull in right now. 914-9870. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
That's
Kevin Hunt, everybody. Hey, I'm on it right now. I'm trying to reach out to Short Dog.
Okay.
You should have to
I'll get on mute.
You know
I'll get on mute until if I can get through or let you know what's going on.
Okay, so
Today is Tuesday. He should have been on the show.
Yeah, I know. We had that conversation, and you had that conversation Dave said on the porch with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, well, we'll see what's going on.
They were talking about always locking Friday.
Yeah, that made no sense. Dave was telling me.
Oh, no, but y'all already said it on the show, so that's how it's got to be. Otherwise, it'd be the $100 or whatever they got to pay gentlemen debt. All right. Well, let me hold on, you guys. I'm going to open up another mic when you get them, and then we'll get through there right away. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 718-5225, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Can't wait to get to Galat. Just want to say hi to everybody on the show. I tuned in late, the Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
If LaRon out there, I want to find out what time we want to get it done on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't make a time?
I don't think so.
Hold on, let me make sure. Let me see right now. 516-7295.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey, what's up?
I'll let him talk for Fat Albert, I'm at the truck stop. How do I know a lot lizard?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. You ain't setting me up. You're not setting me up on that one.
What's going on?
Just look for something wearing flip-flops.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Hey, Pee-wee, what's going on, Pee-wee?
What up?
All right, damn, boy. Tell me, you going from state to state, my man.
Am I?
Looking for lizards. They said you're looking for lizards, state to state.
I'm looking for lizards and people under 5'11".
God damn, well, let me get off the phone because I'm about that size. Under 5'11", I got to get off the phone, Joe.
Yeah, me too.
Damn, Pee-wee, don't be so nasty. Where's that goddamn Howie at? I'm looking for Howie, too. God damn it.
50, they knew this date was coming.
Yeah, I know they know that shit.
Okay, here's the deal. Call short, dog. He didn't pick up. His mailbox is full. And how we changed numbers, I called it. He didn't pick up, and nothing was said. So you got that $100 coming, I guess.
Call
I don't have Howie's one of his numbers. Howie got like three numbers, and that might not
hold
be the
on,
one I have.
Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, because somebody just popped up. Hold up. 301-6209. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How everybody's doing tonight? What's going on?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, all you got to do... Kevin, all you got to do is call Custom Tees Track. They probably there.
I don't work for these guys, man. I just can get in touch with people, man. But listen, I've been down this. I've seen this movie already, Pee Wee. Like you said, everybody knew it wasn't a secret. Yo,
I knew when the guy said, "Oh, we got till Friday to lock in. It was gonna be some bullshit."
Yeah, Dave told me that today, talking. That's why I bet, and you said the way the deposit go, I can't bet on somebody else, especially is doing that dumb shit.
Okay.
Go on mute.
Who was that on 301-6209? Who was that, 301-6209?
This is Mark Jones.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Okay.
Find out who was that trying to look for short dog, because I'll be around on the 30th
I'm looking for one of short dog customers.
My bad. I'm back on mute. I was looking for something for the 30th on the council walk.
Okay. Okay. Matter of fact, Mark Jones.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just gotta make sure everybody knows about the council walk. What I said I was gonna do. I brought those big guys in there to make sure y'all run. It's 6-car field. Right, and I'll tell you straight out how I'm doing it, and it don't matter how I say it, because everybody gonna know anyhow they know it. I got Chris Butler in it in the show, I got Survivor in the show, I got Mark Jones in the show, I got Apollo in the show, I got Paul Chipman in the show, and I got Jeff Rogers in the show. All right, and we doing it this way. They actually, each one of them, and I tell you straight out, they're doing it for the cancer walk and try to get the people a good something to look at. Each one of them is paying $250 to come in and enter. And I offered it to a couple of people, but I'm not making the field any bigger now. That's it. I stated it like it is. It's $250 to enter.
But, Joe, I thought Giganto said Paul Chisholm had COVID and he wouldn't make it this weekend.
Well, that's already done. They already said it on the show that they're racing. They're good. Just for the cancel
right.
walk. Just the cancel walk. The cancel walk, the show is each one of them going 250. It's going to be a shootout with the big ties that day on the cancel walk. Like I said, Mark Jones, and I hold my word to everything I say. If I do something, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. First round losers, and they only pay $250. Regardless if they lose or not, they get $500. They go into whoever goes, they're going to be a bye. Whoever loses at that round, they get $750. In the finals, they get $3,000 for the winner and $1,000 to the runner-up. That's how it's going. I wanted to see that
Joe, come on, don't do that, Joe.
Huh?
Don't do that, Joe. You said say, tell the people the truth, the $3,000 will go to Mark Jones, and after that, you'll sort it out.
So you predicting you're gonna win the whole thing?
Come on,
now, Survivor gonna be a hard man to beat.
Survivor will not survive that night. Anybody want bet or Survivor want bet? We can do it off the trail or whatever they want to do, anytime. Hey, look, Survivor can get that on the 24th.
Hmm.
They can get
Chris Butler.
Yeah, they can get it down on the cancel walk.
Do you think you're going to get You think you're going to be at playing on Chris Butler, too?
Chris who?
Chris Butler.
I seen them other day and told them to lock in something. See, but they trying to get a freebie. That's why they in them shootouts. They want a freebie. But I'm going to go ahead
okay.
because I'm doing it for the Carolina Club. That's why I'm going to go ahead and give them, because, you know, I don't do them shootouts.
Thank you.
But I'm doing this special for you, Joe, and the council walk thing. That's why I'm doing that. But there ain't going to be nothing to see. And if don't nobody
okay.
like it, they just come bring the money over there and show me what they're talking about. It won't be
so you willing to bet? So in other words, you willing to bet every round then?
I bet every round. Bet every round.
Oof.
I don't need to pull nothing out the hat. Let them pull out the hat.
Okay. I heard Jeff Rogers want to get some get back.
Peanut gonna run around them.
Hey
big,
Joe,
Peanut gonna run around them old big motors down there. What?
Well,
that's what I tell you,
Joe. Okay.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Hey Joe, I just crossed the line in the road, and if any motherfucker, past or present, that lives in Mount Vernon wants some action Saturday, jump.
Anybody?
Stop smelling
you know
yourself.
Said.
Stop telling yourself, girl.
He said anybody from Mount Vernon. You heard what he said.
Ain't nobody in Mount Vernon got a car.
Well, I guess
that's why he said that shit. Ain't no Mount Vernon got a car.
There's people that got a car now, and I'm tired of him sending rumors around he won his money back.
Who did
that?
Walter Man.
Stop
who,
speaking for him. We don't
y'all
know it ain't official.
Stop, who told y'all rumor?
Yeah.
Who told y'all that rumor? Who told you that rumor, Pee Wee?
Huh? I can't tell my sources, but it started in the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's that. You can't take nothing to come out of that place.
Can't take nothing in the Sugar Bowl, right?
Yeah. That's where gossip starts, Joe.
Okay. Well, 770-6167. Your mic is open.
Oh, y'all yeah, know what that means.
Yeah,
no,
it's on now.
It ain't no rumor. If y'all lock in, I want to bet many of your persons bet $1,300.
Oh, shoot.
Hello.
Well, the man is
spoke. Well, ain't no rumor. We'll be got it. It's the real deal. If y'all lock in, I want a person to bet $1,300.
Pee-wee, you heard that, right? Pee-wee.
It cost them five on three or better.
I ain't said
for mentioning my name.
I said me and you. I won $1,300 bet person between me and you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, to lock in.
It's 5-on-3 or better.
I ain't got nothing to do with you and how bet. I'm talking me and you.
I'm talking about me and your car. Don't worry about me and Howie.
If you want,
and
why would I lock something
in and they ain't even on the phone to lock in? So that's a waste of time.
No, I didn't say nothing about locking in. You wasn't listening. I said if y'all lock in.
If was a slip, we all be high.
Well, let's lock it in. You won't put it that way. Listen to you lock it in.
No, once they lock in, then I'm going to lock in. I ain't got time to play games with you.
I just told you to just cut the bullshit out.
Well, get them on the phone.
I can't. You get them on the phone. You the one wants to run them.
I know today is Tuesday.
I can get on that black car on the phone.
Oh, there you go with the black car. Of course. I can't run that black car. Red Rock.
Pee-wee, you can't run that black fucking car, man.
Nah, hell no. I got a black car.
Man, that's one thing about me. I had balls, nuts, and bolts when I was out there. I run any fucking thing.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I would run into shit. I ain't got no car right now, so I can't talk no shit. Walter, man.
Keep your mouth shut, man. She ain't got no fucking mouth.
Hey, Walter, man. Yes, sir. Hey, Joe. Yes, sir. How you doing, Walter, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
I feel good that you want me to run the black car. I feel excellent. You give me a lot of respect telling me to run that black car head up.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but you got to stop calling out people from Mount Vernon when ain't but one car in that fucking town, and that's yours.
Nah, but a man been spreading rumors that he wanted his money back, so I'm going to give him a chance to get his money back.
And I told you I want it back. I'm going to run you. With the black car.
Well, the people that's on the phone that called me and said he wanted to run me with the Chevelle, I guess that was a lie.
Hey, can I be nosy and ask a question?
Go ahead.
How the fuck is he going to run your car, Pee-wee, with a Chevelle? Just be honest. I want to hear this shit. How can he run your car with that Chevelle?
I don't know. He's been calling people for the last 2 days, said he was going to do it, so I guess...
See, Walter, man, I'm not always against you because I can't see that happening. That's like him running the black car, if that's the case.
The what now?
Just tell him what I said to somebody.
Hey, Crip.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. It's not that I might do take that career and run him again.
He ain't gonna
but
do
that. On my terms.
He ain't gonna
do that. Well, you were saying I wouldn't do it before.
On your terms, the loser don't have no terms.
Right, exactly. How the fuck that sound? Hey, Pee-wee, when I'm getting my shirt, man, I gotta wear my shirt. When are you giving me my shirt? I'm sick of these fucking guys.
Saturday.
Wow.
And it's a two sides on it. Hey, 50.
Yo.
One side got a picture of my car, and one side got a picture of Kevin Hunt's car.
Oh, yeah.
My car better be in the fucking front. I know that.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Walter?
Hey, Joe.
Walter.
Joe.
Yeah, Walter.
Friday is the week of your show. So as of right now, how are you? I'll just cut through the bullshit and go ahead and see who can lock in for Saturday. See this bullshit here.
Yeah, I was trying to see. We all seen it. It's been locked in. We want to see. I mean,
my money is ready.
That's what I put it in for.
See, we ain't just talking about you. I'm talking about anybody else also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you know what? This is the last show for what we're going to do then. And like Giganto said, he's looking for action, and I'm telling you right now, he's going around asking people, and he actually put it out there in the show. If anybody look at the show today, they was calling out everybody, anything and everybody.
That's a race. Oh,
hold on, let me see. Let me make sure I open up this other mic real quick. Hold on, you guys, because I do have 3-4 mics open up. Wow, a lot of static. 845-0695, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's
hey, guys.
Now?
What's going on? Yeah, I'd like to
All
say
right.
what's up. Quick question just to go off topic. Did you touch on what happened on last Tuesday on the show, or did you touch anything about that, or?
No, we're going to let that one go by. That's been solved.
Let me say something.
Thank you.
All right, last week was an unfortunate incident with Marcus and Tricky Ricky. It got out of hand. It got heated. Things were said that wasn't needed to be said, that shouldn't have been said. But
exactly.
After we got the show hung up, Marcus called me. He said, Fat Albert, call Tricky Ricky right now. So I called him. And both of them got on the phone, and they talked it out. They agreed that, hey, the race will never happen, and we just going to leave it at that. They apologized for to me and Joe for what they did. They said they want to apologize to everybody. It got heated. Everybody got into feelings. But
yeah.
Mark, like I said, Marcus called me as soon as the show was cut off. He called me and he said, in fact, I would call Tricky Rick. And they both talked it out and apologized. So we're gonna leave it in the past and let it be. Like I said, it's over with. They squashed it out. So we just gonna leave it there.
Okay, good. No, I just we're all here trying to have fun, and it shouldn't. You're right. It shouldn't have gone that way. You know, and
we don't need to talk about that.
Okay, we're gonna leave it alone. We're gonna move it on.
All right, fine. We'll leave it alone. All right. So anyway, another reason why I called was I'm supposed to have a race with Sweet and Low. Is he on?
Yeah.
Sweet and Low.
Yeah. You locked in with Marcus. Yeah.
Marcus, is he on the show right now?
Oh, they always
on.
No,
he's not on yet. No.
Okay. So Long Island Joe, the owner of the Ghetto Cowboy, he said that he spoke to you and Sweet and Low. Did you guys square everything off, or?
Well, he said he's working on something, so I just said they all know and they talk to each other and whatever they're gonna do. He got until Saturday. That's it. Like
all
I
right.
said.
Because you know, we're not gonna be able to bring the Ghetto Cowboy, but I still want to race.
Well, this is what he said. He told me he's trying to get ready Saturday. So I'm just going to be real about it. But you just said that. Now you might have to say you canceled your race, then you got to pay the deposit. I don't know. I guess your guy was the one saying that he got until Saturday. So now if Marcus, because he can come in with a damn car and be broke and he still get to pay the deposit because of what you just said.
Okay.
So
no,
I'm just being real. Maybe I didn't know what James was playing the game. Was he just holding out and just waiting? And if he breaks, because Marcus ain't get off the line, not one race Saturday.
No, no, no.
He lost both races back and forth. But I'm just saying, I'm just letting on future references, you shouldn't even say nothing like that because now you just lost your money. You just gave it up. I'm just telling you. No, it's not really fine. I'm just telling you on future references because a guy can fake the funk like his shit is ready and not ready. And he can have his car there, and now he gets paid. Or he don't even have to bring the car there because you already called it off. So
Well,
that's what
James was doing.
James told me that he was getting the car ready, have it ready Saturday. It's at the shop. Trying to be ready and going to try to bring it out. Now, Marcus, if you looked at him, who knows what broke on that car, how he was going, because it wouldn't get off the line. And if anybody's on here right now, they can contest to that. So I'm going to leave that alone,
but I'm
just saying a future references. I'm just saying. I wouldn't open my mouth on that one.
Joe, I understand that. I'm not the type of person that's going to play a game. I want to race.
I'm just saying everybody's not playing games. I'm just being real about it.
I'm talking for me. I'm not talking for Marcus. I'm not talking about anyone else. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm just telling you what your guys,
I'm just letting you know what your guy said. He said he was getting the car done. I didn't know at all. All I know is he said he was getting it done. It's that Jefferson getting it done, so he's fixing it. And they're going to have it ready for take off. Try to be there for Saturday. So that's what was said to them. But since you went and said that, you basically, that's on you.
Yeah, no,
that's fine. I
don't care. I'll pay whatever I have to pay. Only reason why I came on is to see if he wants to do something else. If he doesn't, that's fine. I'll pay. And that's it. I want to race. You know what I'm saying? So. That's not the car I won't be able to race.
Yes.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Shouldn't it be the man that called the shot, the one that put the money up? I don't know who put the money up. James put it up or Ghetto Cowboy.
I put the money up.
Okay, then you're the one who called the shot then. All right, that's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Walter?
You know what I'm saying? The owner of the car was saying one thing, and the other one, he talked to Marcus, so... That's what was said, so I figured they were trying to get it ready. But when you said that, I don't know, that's all to it. Now, his other guy's on the phone there. You know what he's going back and saying, so.
Yeah, I don't care what they have to say.
You know,
I'm here to. Yeah, I'm here. I just want to race. You know what I'm saying? Under the cars,
I understand that, but you know what I'm talking about, right, Walter? How to play with somebody else's. They could be broke, too.
Yeah.
And they meanwhile, play the one of y'all would have to pay each other at all. But now, since you did that,
Now you get him a way out.
Either one got to show up. Even if his car's broke, he ain't got to show up and he can get paid because you just said it.
Right.
Fine, whatever.
But, you know, that's what's on the deal. But let me open up this mic because I think it's LeBron. 516-1578, your mic is open.
Joe, I'm just here listening. You keep me muted.
Hold up. No. The man with the Falcon said, what time are you going to be ready?
Whatever time he get ready, shit, he going to need a test. Yeah, I don't.
Well, he was supposed to be on the Cowboy at 3, so we can run it at 3 o'clock on Saturday if you're not running the Cowboy.
Okay, what time?
3 o'clock,
he said 3 o'clock.
That's fine. And we still got the gap there, right, that you won't get me, right?
Yep.
The same race, okay. The same way you had it.
Yeah, no, man. We had added a little side bet. He bet me 100 and bet Marcus 100, and he said he gonna get me, and I said it's gonna be the other way around.
That's right. That's still in play.
All right, cool. I'm gonna give it away to somebody. Joe, when I win his $100, I'm gonna donate it in one of the raffles or something.
Hey, let me just make sure. I just gotta make sure I tell this guy too, because I know a couple women on this phone too. They out on the phone. I'm gonna give away that Michael Kors pocketbook that day. Also,
I think you should give it to Walter. He'll look nice wearing it.
Oh man, come on now, you this guy. I'm gonna give Michael Kors pocketbook on one prize. Second prize, I'll be giving another $100, and the third prize another $100, and the fourth prize another $100. Then I'm gonna give away a crochet hoodie with the cancer on it. That I give away that too. So someone just made this crochet hoodie, so it's gonna be all that's gonna be given away that same day. So, and we're gonna call. I think it's like 4 o'clock when they gotta do it. So just come over to the meet and greet table over there. Dexter will be over there, or Larry T, or one of us will be over there, and you can go from there. But we definitely doing it.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what Walter, man?
Joe,
they bringing that black car.
Hey, Joe, won't you give away Lil Howie's heart? It ain't worth a fuck, but it can go to somebody.
He got until the show go off now, so you better be careful.
hey, what Walter man that with that? They bringing that car that Pee Wee beat, right?
Huh?
If things go well, I'll be there
with a car. If everything goes right, I'll be there with a car.
I'm just asking what car you bringing.
If things go well, I'll be there with a car. Chef is there.
Okay. So you give me permission to tap your shoulder?
You can do whatever you wish. I can't tell you what to do.
I'm just asking.
I'm just telling you. That's up to you.
Okay. I just want to know.
Hold on, LeRon. You give Walter Mann permission to tap your shoulder then?
Yes, sir. I would love
it don't matter what car you driving.
No,
it don't matter what car.
So Walter Man can tap my shoulder. Yeah, it don't matter. I tap my goddamn shoulder.
All right.
Tap it.
Okay.
I'm going to put my all sleeve up. Right. I may wear a sleeveless shirt.
Joe, you just heard what he said.
I heard him say it now. Just ask you. I'm going to
make a lie out.
Yo, listen.
I'm going to make a lie out.
He can tap my shoulder. It's up to me to agree to what he tap it for. He can tap it all day.
Okay.
And Walter, when you tap his tough ass shoulder, take his motherfucking head with it. that tough ass LeRon, he's my idol. I swear for the Lord, I feel like you, boy. And on another note, Mr. Russell Carlos, I'm giving you a formal apology for the way you do things. You be calling shit, and I was like, no way. So Pee-wee, you always have respect in the race game. But this shit you pulled off, you made me a fucking believer. And I will not, when it comes to that guy, I would not bet a motherfucking coin his way. Thank you for the lesson, boss.
Oh, no. You can't do that yet now, because it ain't to the gotta go to the closing now. You can't do that.
How the hell, Joe? You pretty soon you got something to do. The lines are shut down, and you can't get through.
No. If the lines get shut down, that's it. Like I told you, 8:20, I have to leave you guys because I got to go get this fish. I got to get all the fish for Mike. So 8:20,
I'm gonna. That's when Fat Albert and I take over to try to keep things sobbing, but they ain't gonna be able to get on the line. That's why I called in and made sure my mic was open.
If it ain't by 8:20, then he wins his
listen,
money. That's all.
The handwriting on the fucking wall. This you ain't gonna get that phone call.
So then that means he wins 100 because they made that bet on the radio. What they said. So that's it. They made the bet on the radio.
Yep.
But. Did they say they had to lock in by Tuesday, or they said they're gonna lock in?
No, by Tuesday that was their deadline.
That was
when they
deadline.
Said,
okay, no. All right, that's what I'm just asking. I don't know.
And Howie talked to Big Dave, and he was on some other stuff like we can do this Thursday or Friday. I said you can't, and Dave was like, "How you can't do that shit when a race Saturday and you got to go all the way to North Carolina? Come on, man."
And to really put it down to it like it was when Short Dog out, he confirmed it. Yes, right. We could go ahead next Tuesday. He said it ain't this week. It's supposed to be next week. So that's and you can bring it back up on the show. You can always pull it back up on the broadcast.
Well, ain't nobody listen. You got 1,000 ears that heard that. Ain't no need him pulling shit up. We know what time it was.
Yeah,
Short Dog
got
to steal that car like he promised he would do.
All right, hold on, you guys. I got to open up these other mics, okay? You guys, hold on 1 second. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Checking on everybody.
Who's
there?
All right, now.
It's Tori.
What's going on with you now, Tori?
Hey, Joe, you let them. I'm ready. Anybody like that green Mustang called, what is it, the Instigator?
Yeah.
Anybody in here like him for Saturday?
That's one of your races?
It is.
How many cars you bring, LaRon?
I don't know.
Cause you
like,
been no
you like
okay.
Like,
I ain't
like,
know. I'm curious because you bringing your little small block truck, and I know Lot living in there because you know that's your money maker. So I know that's going to be in the house.
Well, I can tell you that little green Mustang that he running is running all of his cousins. He running LaRon. He gonna run Bam Bam. He gonna run Marcus, right?
Marcus.
I see he done locked in Anthony Dotson's father.
I think Joe had to
with one car, Joe, or he got different cars.
One car. He said he gonna lock. He locked all of them in.
So he's going to start racing Friday then, right?
I
think he got all of them on Saturday.
He got all those races on Saturday?
Yeah.
I think he took the one Friday. I think he might got Loose Booty on Friday. I'm not sure.
That is a lot of fucking cars.
He said he got Loose Booty after he run Marcus, and then he got me before 7.
Okay, well, Marcus and him is off the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah,
they off the trailer. As soon as the track go hot, they get down. Now,
so if anybody
Marcus,
like that green car, you know, come see me.
Marcus trying to lost to him this Saturday.
Yeah.
Marcus lost to him this Saturday. Now, when Marcus ran him in, Marcus only gave him the back tire.
Right.
Marcus got to get 1-1 over here.
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute. He lost and he's giving them more the second time around?
Yep, got it.
Oh, that's well. Hey, to the victor goes the spoils. He calls the shots.
Yep. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to see. Where's Antoine, man? It ain't like them boys to not be on here.
He on a cruise.
Hey, Antoine is in Jamaica.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
That's right. I told him to go to 9 miles and visit Bob Marley. He have a ball of this.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these guys' mics. Matter of fact, let me see. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
Hello.
What's up, Butchie?
Ain't nothing. Just listening.
Okay. Are you ready to go, or what? I'm hearing somebody told you that you can't crank your car.
Yeah, look out.
They told me I couldn't crank my car, but he washed on the bed. He didn't pay me that $500 yet neither, because I cranked it up for him. See, what they didn't know, I was at my shop working on my car anyway. Then he gonna tell me, I didn't hear it.
Are you guys going to run or what?
Whatever they want to do. Whatever they want to do, I'll run them. Fuck them. And I'll drive my own damn car.
Oh, they don't talk you into that shit, huh?
Yeah, fuck them. All they can do is win some money.
Joe, I try to learn this kid, boy. He a goddamn. Boy, that C-23 makes you start smelling shit, boy, and you lose everything, Joe.
Okay.
That good race gas.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know what I smoked, but that damn show smoked good. That's for sure.
I seen OC. I said, "Oh, you making dumb bets like that, huh? Locking in bets for $500 on a man's car don't start. What's wrong with you, OC?" He smiled and kept on driving.
Yeah, that's how I know. He know he guilty. He know he owe that $500.
Okay.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get that. That's a Judge Judy case there.
Mm-hmm. They're going to throw Cliff in the mix. Oh, I pay you by $500 when Cliff pay me my $500. Because him and Cliff supposed to have locked in. Then when they get to the track of Allen, Cliff said, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't lock you in."
Wait, Cliff played "I don't know"? This game. Holy shit.
That's what I heard.
Oh, man.
Let me pull Joe Ramsey in right quick. I got Joe Ramsey, let me see. I know he wanted me to hit him in before because I know he got 10 minutes and he's going back to, I guess he's going to work. Hit the one button, Joe. 443-1485. Let me just make sure I hit the one button on that one first.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, how are you?
Got Joe on here. Got Joe on Ramsey here. You want to tell us about the races you got going on?
Yeah, I got a race. I'm going to start Friday. I'm a new kid on the block. A little rookie out here. Trying to get in the race.
Welcome.
Game.
Welcome.
You know, but ain't no stranger to the game. I'm a little kid. Used to be running around all day around Simon the King shop in Newark, New Jersey, where I was born at. But I'm down here on the Carolina side now. But I'm racing Weeby. I'm asking Weeby with this little small block I got. I got the car called the Center. It's new. Got a paint job on it. That's it. Weeby said he'll give me the... He didn't want to give me no more than the head up clear Friday. So I'm gonna be at the track. As soon as the track open, I'll be sleeping at the gate, waiting for them to open up. And so we coming off the trailer. Jason Gray said whatever I give Baby Copperhead, he'll give me with Big Copperhead one day down the road. So he bringing Baby Copperhead, so I'm gonna give him the 1-1. That's the only way he said he'll run me. So he said he'll try to be there Friday, if not most definitely Saturday. I told him I'd run him right out the Weeby. The car, I called out Loose Booty, but I ain't heard enough. I think one of them said they never seen my car run, so they ain't want no smoke. I wanted to run it, get the head up clear from him, but I'm gonna do the car Pinky. I offered him a 1-1. He said he wanted to break in the clear. I told him he got it. That's the only way he'll race. So he wanted to go.
Damn,
that's a lot.
He said he wanted to go.
You gave him the break and the clear.
Give him the break and the clear. That's the only way he'll race. So I'm not coming there to shake down. I'm not going to test. I'm not even going to test my car Thursday. I'm scared something may happen to it. So I told him I'd give him the break and the clear Saturday. He wanted to do it Saturday when the track go hot. No problem. So And maybe by then, somebody be done seeing the car run and may want to do something else. But that's what I got for right now. I'm looking forward to being there right now. I'm out here on this road, so I'm ready to get off because I'm trying to take a little nap if I get on down the big road. But I'll be there Friday as soon as they open. I think you said the track open up like 4 o'clock something.
Yeah, it should be going hot at 4. We're going to go hot at 4, so we're going to definitely
all right, cool.
Go ahead and
what
get
time
it
the
off.
Gate open, though?
The gate should open. I'm not sure, but I thought the gate's going to open like 1 o'clock or so, getting everybody in. But hot, 4 o'clock.
All right, good deal.
You know.
All right, I'll be there when they open up.
Okay.
All right, good luck to everybody that's going to be racing over the weekend. Glad y'all got the opportunity to say my little piece, and I'll see y'all the weekend.
All right, I'll see you there, Joe. Okay. All right, thank you.
Don't sound like no rookie to me. He done locked in some races.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, let me just tell everybody, is 31 races locked in. 31 races locked in. And so it definitely going to be some action going. I like a lot of them because, you know what, some of them got to come off the trailer. So you guaranteed to see it. So that being said,
no, I can't find me off the trailer race.
You can't find off the trailer race.
Nah, I can't find me off the trailer race.
If you stop being so nasty and get a nice attitude, maybe it'll work for you. You ever think of that?
I got a most polite attitude when it comes to racing.
and you're probably telling me that is my good attitude.
They said 10-5 Juice said he wanted.
Attitude.
Look, they said 10-5 Juice said come off the trailer.
Off the trailer. I lock in. I sure will lock in. Yes, sir, I will.
Oh, damn. He don't waste no time.
Now. Waste no time. Yes, sir. I sure will. I
he don't waste no fucking time. Joe, you can't call him. You can't call him on shit.
Three or better lock in right now. Three or three or better.
Oh, Lord. Well, I wait to see what he's going to say.
Please do. I hope he say yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up this other mic. You just stay right on. Hold on.
I didn't hang up.
201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on? What's going on,
Cliff? Not much. What's up, Cliffy?
What up, Cliff?
This shit with O.C., I don't know a damn thing about that. If he one of them jokers that came up to in the pitch and said something to me, I don't know who the fuck he was. I don't owe nobody a coin. I got stuck up that day.
Listen, man. The word was you were supposed to run him with your nephew car. Y'all supposed to run head up 5 on 500. That's all I know. They say when he said something to you, you said I don't remember locking you in or something like that. So I don't know. I'm not there. I wasn't there.
All
so
all you had to do was tell him to bring the DP man or say something to the DP man. If there was no DP man, there was no race. I didn't even like the way it sounded, you know. So when tell him he better stop dreaming at night because if I lock somebody in and even race or don't race, I handle my debts. So you know what? I do recall telling him if he's on the premises, we can race. But we never lock nothing in. My nephew, he ain't, you know, that don't even sound right. You know, but I mean, he should have said something
Clifford,
that day.
But that's not true what you just said. You said there's
well,
no
even
DP
if it's not, man. Walter,
no,
I didn't
no,
lock
the oh, him out. Now, him out, though. I'm not saying because other people on the show listen. You said there's no DP man, there's no race. That's not necessarily true.
All right. Well, Walter, let me say it a different way in a different world.
Right.
And on and if I did lock him in and we didn't race, and it was due to my negligence, he'd have got paid or somebody would have got paid.
Okay, that's
and hell, I don't even know what the man's car looked like. You know, he said he got an Oldsmobile. I don't even know what he got.
I got a Monte Carlo like you.
Monte Carlo.
Well, man, he should have raised. Matter of fact, where the fuck is O.C.? Get him on the phone. We probably going
to He don't listen to the show, Cliff.
Fucking for the cancer walk. Now I be bringing two down there again. And if I make popcorn, so fucking what?
Oh, Big Dave, JoJo tried to get him open. Big Dave, see, Big Dave is, he's not the secretary, but if you want shit done for Mount Vernon, you got to, Dave can get the message out.
Hey, I got to make sure I open this mic up too, okay? 973-0561, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, people?
What's going on, now?
Who's this?
It's OG Bobby.
OG, all right, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
I'm OG.
How about yourself? Listen,
I asked because I can't pick the name up. You know, I got to get a name because the voice is...
Kevin, lighten up. Let people talk. God damn.
Shut up, fat Alvin. And go eat your sandwich.
I finally got my trans work. I got everything done, but I ain't going to bring the car, but I'll be definitely be down there.
You better not.
Okay.
Back tie.
Oh, God.
Who said what? Who said that?
The man said you better not. You got the back tie. Lot of
And I'll give you one guess who said it.
I already know. You got two more. Hey, only
and,
reason
and
I ain't bringing
it. And I'm gonna do it with a small block. You got the back tie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Listen, I don't want to be bringing my car down to test it. And I just got my car. I had time to test it. So I got everything fresh and new. But I would definitely be down there support. And I would definitely have it ready for if I do that.
I will pay your way.
Gordo's thing. Say what?
Let's lock in. I'll pay your way to get there. And I pay your way in the test.
You can pay your mail all you want. Listen, you can pay anytime you want. I have a problem with that. But I ain't touched my car yet.
I'm going to pay
I haven't tested it yet. It's sitting there with a brand new trans, everything done. I haven't tested nothing yet. So I'm not coming down there.
You got a brand new trans for a brand new ass whooping. I got a brand new
and I'm going to make sure you be the first one trying to give it to me.
I am. I'm trying to bring it.
Hello, Ron.
Yeah, I'm listening, though. Say what I want to say.
I just got the word. They said lock in.
Let's lock in. Off the trailer. Ooh. Saturday. Oh, yeah.
The truck and Drew.
Yep, they come the same way they sat. Yep, let's lock in.
Hey,
hold on. Let me make you open this mic up because Jason, can you hear me? Hold on a second. Let me make sure. I'm going to pull this thing in because for some reason, his phone keep on acting up. All right, let me get this race. I can get this race in right quick for you. Hold on
one
second.
But you're doing it, changing the date. We've been locked.
Huh? Oh,
I
shit. Let's see what happens.
The date up. We've been locked.
973. Oh, shit.
LeRon, what the hell you and Freddy Krueger gonna do, man? What you and that Krueger gonna do, man? With Lil Man? Who? Lil Man is your
I dared him to come out there.
Okay, so that's not locked, then. All right, okay, no problem.
Yo.
Man, Jazir has got him back.
Hey,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on the line.
Hey,
I told
hey,
him what you said. You said locked, so he said lock in.
Off the trailer, let's get it off the trailer. We just gonna move the date, and we just gonna be off the trailer instead of to the 20th.
Say it again.
I said, remember, we moved it to the 20th of November. November, right?
November.
We're gonna move it to this weekend with the truck.
Yeah,
off the trailer,
with the truck.
We both sit the same.
Yeah, I ain't talked to my brother yet though, but just in case we can't make it, I'm gonna drive. All right.
I'll give you
pick
Joe in there.
No, I'm just saying. I ain't talk to him just in case if he can't make it. You know what I mean? But well, how much we locked and how much running for?
The same thing we had, what, 3-3?
Yeah, that's cool. What time we going to be in the lanes? Yeah, 3-3, go.
Off the trailer. I got to race that. What time? He said 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, that's fine.
Nah, I got
to
race.
You got to race at 3 o'clock, so you do it off the trailer. You got to do it before then.
It's not.
Yeah, I do it before 3 o'clock. Shit, I can hotline versus Downing on the East Low.
Yeah, it don't matter. Whatever time you say you're ready.
30, Joe. What time the track is?
We can change the time, Leron, if you want. Up 3 ain't set in stone. I race whenever.
Yeah, see, what I was going to do was I was going to race Jason at 2:30 in hot lap because you ain't fast enough to cool the truck off if you want it.
That's fine.
Damn.
I'm going to race him at 2:30. I give you an hour to cool off.
Track on hot
fire. We can set it for...
Hey,
we going
what time is track on hot fire, Everett?
I'm
gonna find out a few minutes. Let me check somebody. I'll find out right now. Let me make sure I text her. Make sure what time she got it all thread already. Hold on a second.
No, just tell Joe what time you wanna do it. We lock, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm about to hang up. I'll talk to y'all later. All right.
If you want, Leron, we can go on Friday. It don't matter.
I don't know if I'm gonna be there early Friday.
No, okay.
Damn.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Does this always, I remember last year you said Gallant basically gave y'all a trial event and it showed up so good, this is why you got this event? Am I correct with that?
Earlier this year. Yeah, it was earlier
yeah,
this year.
And y'all did such a good job that
they,
and nothing went sideways. So
they said that event was the biggest they ever had at that facility. PDRA, Street Outlaws, they said that was the most people and event that ever came to that event.
Take the fuck off the hook.
And the second thing is, this is the year in race, so it's always everybody getting that last little work in.
Right.
Joe said you got 30-plus races locked?
Yeah, yes.
Whoa.
That's the first one we had over 50. And got them, and we didn't get a few off because it rained Saturday night around about 6 o'clock. The rain came down. So we didn't get them off. But this track is so nice. And they are, you know, they want you to race, have fun, enjoy yourself. That's why they don't let nobody to start in line. But, you know, the spotters with the car, that's why they only allow 3 people to the car. That's driver and two people. Saturday, they went with 4. So they probably do the same thing. And everything just went smooth, Kev. I mean, back to back. Man, just went perfect. You know, so.
Gotcha. I just hope y'all can slow them, keep them moving instead of taking them 10 minutes between race, you know, burnouts and all that other shit.
No, let me say this. Because when the race is over, you got to go. Oh, no, they don't play that standing around.
Ain't none of that, Kevin.
Oh, it
ain't none of that going on there. Oh, they got people at the starting line. When your car crossed that finish line, okay, y'all, congratulations on your win. Bye. They
got
to get the car. And
that's a nice track.
Welcome to the show. This track goes hot.
12 o'clock,
the shot. The track goes hot, so you can be at a race on Saturday at 12 o'clock. The first car is going out at 12 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
So, but like I said, Kevin, it's a good facility. They, you know, they like they say, they got insurance reasons. That's why they don't allow people at the starting line, and they don't allow you hanging around up there just, you know, just for insurance purposes. And
yeah.
I understand that, and but,
but
you know,
I must say this: you move the cars along faster, and you ain't got to worry about nobody being in the water box, so the cars get moved right through. It was perfect that way. And nobody was crying because you can go right to the side over there and go up in the stands and watch it all day long and bet and be able to see the cars that are coming through. And they were having a ball with that. They controlled it nice and it was perfect. It was no
they control actually when you do, you know, like you burn out and all that. You know, I always sit for 10 minutes, but they keep you moving.
Oh,
you can't do
oh,
that.
That's the thing. They move you right on out.
Gotcha.
And
so you do your burnout,
that,
you back up. You ain't going to sit there for the next 8
no,
minutes.
Oh,
no,
let me say
no,
that.
You can't. I don't say that.
You can't. If you take off and blow the tire, keep it going. They do not allow that bag up and do it again. Keep
got
going down
it,
the track. I'm sorry.
Perfect pitch at Gallant, man. Perfect pitch at Gallant. No.
And let's just say this here. Crunch went out there on the starting line out there, and I think he went to go help Cliffy, and he got stuck, and James had to help him pull him off the car.
They both got three.
That's a good move.
The track prep is unreal. Hey, Kevin, track prep is unreal.
Holy
they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, so
I tell you
nothing
I like about that track. I tell you nothing I like about that track. Every slot that you pull a car in or a truck or a trailer, it's got power, electric, water. It's got everything you need. Any slot
the utility
you pull, you
is so nice. You got to walk in the bathrooms because you see the bathrooms and everything.
Oh,
and if you go in a snack bar or whatever, it's air-conditioned snack bar and all, the windows are all sealed up. Got everything.
You know the best thing I like about
down,
that track, Joe,
really
understand?
Nice.
In the stands, they got backs. You can sit back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, you can see
Kevin,
everything. Yeah. Can't miss it.
So get on down there, Kevin, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, next year.
Nah, man, spectate, man. The fuck, I'll ride with you.
I know. Hey, Clev, I'm still trying to get my immune system up to where it's supposed to be, bro.
Well, hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up these two more mics.
I can get your immune system up there, Kevin. I put my foot in your ass. I can get your immune system up
there. Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to make sure I open up this Kickstarter's mic because he likes to start a lot of shit. So. Your mic is open.
Here come Dave.
You got it. Dave, your mic is open.
You got
Hello.
Yeah, Dave.
Joe. OC trying to get on the show. He has 718 number. He said he's sick of Cliff.
Now fuck that. What your man want to do with that Regal? Is he gonna get in this shit on the 30th? Fuck that.
What Regal?
Ooh.
What Regal?
Yeah, Cliff, slow down.
He not talking about Wizzle. You talking about Wizzle?
You were supposed to get back to me Sunday, bro.
Oh, shit.
I didn't get back to you.
Cliff ain't playing.
Cliff on fire.
Tomorrow, Cliff won't remember nothing he said. He won't remember nothing he said tomorrow.
Apparently, you didn't remember either. Today's Tuesday, not Sunday, boss. You told me you have an answer for me Sunday. It's Tuesday, boss. But
Swizzle is listening to the show. Be careful. Be careful. Swizzle listening to the show.
Listen to me. Your man could get in that car, have his ass down there on the 30th, and let's get it. I got more money. This time, this movie don't come with popcorn. You understand? You understand? Do you understand?
Damn.
Joe, is LeRon still
you
on? You bring.
Yeah, LeRon
still
on.
You
must have
got somebody else's
on.
Car. He bringing somebody else's
trying,
car.
Trying to get a hold of LeRon.
And I said what I said. That's
it. See if he can run with another car.
Who wants to?
Ghetto Cowboy.
Hey, LeRon. LeRon, you still there?
I think he was shining Walter Man shoes.
Oh, shit. he's off there. I see he's off. I'll text him to tell him to call him.
All right.
I'll make sure he call him.
Dave, I bet you $50 it got to be an official race that Regal don't race a goddamn soul that week, this weekend coming. For money.
You still owe OC $500. Shut up.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
Uh-oh.
Joe, he called. We was on the phone. We were sitting on the porch. And I called him and said, OC want to run your nephew car. And he said, lock in 500 on 500. And OC said, it's a lot. We get to the track. This motherfucker got amnesia. He don't remember that. I think one of them popcorns hit him inside his head and knocked his senses crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna let you keep saying that because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Just like you don't know what I told you. Just like you don't know what I told you.
Okay.
You called me back and you said you'd call me back by Sunday. So I know
I said
how
I would call you back. I said I would call you back when I talked to Swizzle.
I have not poked a swizzle since I spoke to you.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. When you put money in my hand at Island, why didn't you say what the fuck you just said right now?
Cliff, I came up to you with the owner
Listen,
of the car.
Answer the question.
And you question.
Answer
I
the
talk?
Question. Don't go to no diversions.
I didn't have the owner of the car there. I was paying
well,
you money
listen,
I owed
the
you.
The car ain't on this radio show.
Yes, he is. He's on here, but Joe won't open his mic. You know how Joe is.
If you push that one button, I'll open it up. But cut that shit out. Hold on, let me make
hey, Fat Albert, mic. You know you lost your job, Fat Albert. You know you ain't the number one shit starter no more.
I see.
Hold on a second. Let me open up this mic. I got to open it up. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Hello, fellas.
Let's go on, Sammy.
Oh, there you go. What's up, nephew?
How you doing? I forgot about the show, damn it. I was busy fighting with the insurance.
You're supposed to hear how your class rate's going on with the all steel, all glass. You're supposed to give the rules.
The rules?
Yeah, the rules to it.
It's all steel, all glass.
That's it.
you can't get no.
Just make sure to tell them the particulars because we got some people on here right now that asked about it. I did tell them that Lexan is allowed. The front windshield Lexan can be allowed.
Yes.
So nobody gets shocking, and I know you can tell them the rest from there because I said if anybody's got a problem, they see you. You're running that class.
So you're trying to tell me, Joe, so when I go to Columbia to buy the stuff raw, and they tell me it's 10% cut, then it ain't 100% raw.
I don't know. You got to talk to somebody else about that. I don't know nothing about that.
So you sent me over there. You sent me to get the package.
Shut up real quick.
You want your Columbia coffee with milk or you want it with cream?
Well,
Joe, he's not talking about coffee. I know that's why he's showing on, yo.
He don't want to be closed down by them peoples.
Hell no. I'm, go ahead, Sammy. I don't drink coffee.
So it's all steel, all glass, but you can have a Lexan windshield.
Lexan windshield is for safety reasons anyway. If you don't want to be safe, no problem. I don't really care.
Okay.
I have glass on my car, so it doesn't matter. And I don't want to hear nobody saying I built the car. The rules are built around my car because I think I have more glass than anybody with two cars put together. Another thing, too.
Sammy, you my man. I love you. But the way they was whooping your ass at Allen,
you ain't got to worry about safety. All they want.
Hold on, everybody. Let Sammy get the rules out first, y'all. Y'all keep cutting them off.
All right, get the rules out. I'm sorry, Sam. All
right. All steel, all glass. It's all right with a windshield, Lexan windshield, because you can ask Weeby what happened to him a couple of months ago, whenever it happened to him. Fiberglass bumpers is okay, and a fiberglass hood is okay. Everything else is got to pretty much all steel. You have interior two seats, door panels, headline, you know, a pretty much streetable looking interior. You don't have to have back seats, and that's pretty much it. Doesn't matter what combo you got.
Big block, small block.
You can have a big block, small block, whatever power adder you want. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you're on 28.
On 28, 275.
What date?
Friday.
That's on the 15th.
It's on a Friday.
Friday night. We're going to have to shoot out Friday night.
Okay. No, I don't want to go too technical with the rules and stuff like that because I'm not, you know, it is what it is.
How many cars you allowing in it, Sammy? Or it doesn't matter.
As many as they want.
Okay, many as they want. Okay.
Okay, and hold on. Let me just make sure he tells you how it goes. He's tell him how much it is that you are charging, and how much goes to the purse.
All right.
Entry fee, tell me.
It's $150 buy-in.
Oh, I thought it was two. I thought you put down a two. Okay,
oh,
150
oh,
buy-in. Okay.
I forgot what
I
put.
Well, whatever you're
like
doing, you do what you got to do.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what I put. Wait, let me go. You know what? Go back and check, Joe.
Call Sammy. Find out. Ask him what to buy.
All right, Dave. Keep it up, Dave. Oh yeah, sorry. It's $200 buy-in. Winner take all, pretty much. And Joe and Dexter putting $1,000 on top.
Yeah, Joe Dexter.
Long Island is putting $1,000 on top. So say $200. 16 cars. It's $2,400. Plus 1,000 makes it 3,400. Close to the winner.
If you have 16 cars, it'd be 3,200 plus another
3,200. Sorry, plus
yeah,
3,200
plus 1,000 means 4,200.
Eight cars, 2,400, and so on and so forth. So the winner take all. If the two guys in the finals want to split it, it's up to them. I don't care, but the winner take all.
But
I know what to get
you
for Christmas.
I want
to
see them finals go down. Everybody wants to see that final round go down, so I want to see them go down.
That's right.
And what time?
No,
what time you start
no,
your races,
race.
Sammy? What time does that start?
That's the thing. I don't know yet, but it's pretty much one shakedown. We're gonna go one shakedown, and then we go.
Gotcha.
Sammy, you know how the lanes look. You know how them lanes look for all the grudge races alone.
Hey Joe, what time the track? What time the track close? What time the track close?
11 o'clock
on Friday.
All right, Sam, and you should do your shake at 6. 7 o'clock, we starting the shootout. We gonna go every hour.
Yeah, that's the idea. So
all
pretty
right.
Much what time the track goes hot, Joe? 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
Yep.
You get y'all shake down. Get people to get time to get there. We're going to do our shakedown at 6 o'clock. We're going to do our first round at 7, and we're going to go every hour after that until we got to the final.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fat Albert, you going to be there?
Yeah. You're
hired.
Therefore, I got you, Sammy. You know me. I'll be up at the starting line, me and Rico. Well, is Rico going to be there Friday? Well, it don't matter. I'll be there Friday, Sammy.
Yeah, he'll be
you.
There Friday, too. He'll be both of y'all be there helping out, working.
Yeah, Sammy. We'll do that. We'll get you. I'll call you at 6 o'clock. Come for your 6 shakedown. We're gonna have a lane specific for the shootout. Nobody'll be in that lane but the shootout cars. Get your get your test in. Go home. Go back. Get your car cooled down. 7 o'clock. We going first round.
I gotta say, y'all sound very organized. Like y'all got this thing down.
Well, Kevin, when you got good people like me, Joe, Sammy, Dexter, Lyre, things run like that, buddy. Well, maybe 80% me. Me, of course. 80%
of course you.
Of me.
Yeah, pat yourself on the
back. But of course. Uh-huh. Right. And things will run smooth. Okay, I'm back on mute.
Dude. It should be a good one.
Hit the one button, Fat Albert. I like how you think of Fat Albert.
OC, hit the one button.
I don't care. I don't care what Dave said about you the other day.
Dave, my buddy.
Dave, what else he got to say? Because Lord knows, you probably know what he got to say. Say it, man. Let's get this over. I can't speak for that car, man. That's his car. I can't speak for that car.
Well, I mean, you did a hell of a lot of speaking so far. You said OC about 5 times.
No, Cliff. You were on my phone, and that man told me to call you. He spoke to you, and this was about 2 months ago. And y'all supposed to run an island, and you said lock in 500 on 500, and he said lock. So he was supposed to run your nephew car, Motor to Motor, for $500. And when we got to the track, you seen Jason sitting in Swizzle car, and you went in the tire shake. And every time somebody approached you, you ain't want to talk to them.
No,
you told me
exactly,
you didn't remember that.
That's not exactly how it went. It was almost like that, but it's not exactly how it went.
Yeah,
You was busy. You was putting plugs in your car, and I gave you the respect. I said, all right. You said, not right now. I'm busy because you was getting ready to run Swizzle at 4 o'clock.
Let me tell you how this works. Once you get stuck up with a pistol and then your fucking machine starts fucking up, then things get kind of like shaky. You know, now I got people coming to my fucking pits, and I don't know who the hell they are because they ain't telling me who they are.
Cliff, let me give you, you know how many people came to my pits? I don't know who they were. All right, go ahead. I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
I didn't know who they was. I know you because you came to me and you said what you said. Like, listen, Cliff, hey, later on you think you'll be ready to race or, you know, we're going to try to. I said, listen, I'm doing my best. Yeah, I think we can get this on. But you know what? I never knew other stuff was going to get in the picture. So that's what happened. But if I was supposed to do something with somebody that I said on the phone, that person that you can't speak for should have spoke up if they was there that day and said, well, hey, you said this and you said that, and we'd have clarified that. But apparently that didn't happen.
Are you going to take a lot?
Not with a cop. But I'll be
there.
You better not. I'll be there on the 30th. Now get six or more. I'll be at Cousin Cheese on the 30th. Now get real sick.
Nah, I'm going to buy the containers. You make the popcorn, I'll sell it. You make the popcorn and I'll sell it. I'll bring the containers.
You getting sick, and I'm sick as shit. So how the fuck you sick of me?
That's a good one there. Cliff is on point.
That was
boy.
A good one.
That was a good one there.
That was a good one. That was, I give you credit, Cliff. That was a good one. But now I'm about to come back. I'll lock your ass in with Butchie Woods' car, motherfucker, head up. The 30th at Custom Tees.
Red Rock.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Giggle. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Red Rock. Okay. Matter of fact, red, white, and blue rock.
Okay.
Well, what brought that change of heart on?
You know what? Butch is a hard worker. I respect hard workers. I do. Kevin, in your own words, this thing
can I add one more rule to the osteo glass?
It's your glass.
The pickup trucks, if they have bars going through the window, they can have Lexan in the back because, you know, they can't cut cross circles in the glass. Make it easier.
Okay.
How does the draw go, Sam? You just pull names out the hat?
Yeah, chips.
Yeah, we'll draw cards or something like that.
And it don't matter if a small block get in there, he can face a big block.
Head up. Everything head up.
Everything head up. Run what you brung.
Gotcha.
I hope you bring enough.
I hope you brought enough.
I'm lucky. I'll be lucky to pass the first round.
Sick of Cliff. I'm sick of him. I locked his ass in with, I think, Butch Carr.
Cliff said, you sick, and he's sick of your shit. Now
I'll
take
get
that.
Off his bumpers. I'll get off his bumpers. That's how sick of him I am.
Huh?
I'll get off his goddamn,
how you gonna
I'll
get
off his
bumpers,
goddamn
Dave?
Bumpers.
With Butch Carr.
I take Butch Carr and get off his bumpers.
Damn, Cliff. You let that man talk to you like that, he can't even reach the gas pedal. You're going to make him get in Butch's car and he's going to get off your bumpers?
I'm not getting in Butch's car. I ain't going to get in Butch's car.
You said you're
going to
get off his bumpers. You said you're going to get off his bumpers.
Listen, the banana in the tailpipe is over with. After that shenanigans at Island, the fucking banana in the tailpipe is over with. I'm going to want to know what a motherfucker had for breakfast and lunch and dinner before I lock
him. Oh, no.
But keep talking.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's no big deal.
Dave.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stop picking on Cliff. They did him dirty.
But they did. How they did them dirty? They put a driver in the
car.
Driver,
about that.
A driver cannot make horsepower. They have not made a driver yet that makes horsepower.
This is a show for brand new races. You got shit going on this weekend and another week after that. That's what this show is all about. The shit we talk, that's in the past. And that's where I'm going to leave it. It's in the past.
I'm going to talk about it every goddamn Tuesday.
Hey, wait a minute. Short Dog, I'm supposed to come on here and hook lock in today.
Yeah, we've been there. That didn't go off very well.
Why Fat Albert telling jokes? Why he telling jokes on the show? We talking about
he wants to start some shit.
Y'all call me the shit starter. That motherfucker told the biggest joke of the day. And now, the funny shit is, the motherfucker that got the show, now all of a sudden, he don't got Short Dog phone number. Ain't that some shit? My buddy.
They leave that up to me. I particularly
called
them.
They called Short Dog.
If you call him, his box is full and he don't answer his phone. And I tried Howie, the number I have, because I know Howie got a new number. And he didn't pick up on that one. And there's no mystery
I call Howie's phone, too. I called his phone, too. He ain't answer.
Well, I mean, you know what? If don't nobody pick up, I mean, it's just a couple of dollars involved. You know, Short Dog ain't going to leave the country for that. You know, and him and Pee-wee, maybe, and Howie, maybe the later date or another season, maybe they'll square this off. You know, it's not that difficult.
Dave. You keep on. Don't type me that shit. What you just said. I don't want to hear that.
What? What'd I say?
Nah. Last time you threw me under the bus when I said what I said.
I would never throw. I would never throw you under the bus, Joe.
We snitching. Hey, what did say last week?
Yo,
what did Dave say?
What?
He's snitching, mama.
Yo, you know I'm on medication. Every now and then I slip up. I'm on medication, Joe.
Hey, Joe. I was just playing around. I said, let it ring a little while so Short Dog can reach the phone. You know, I said a little something.
No, you said.
That's Fat Albert saying that. I said,
let the phone ring and got to give him time to get up the step ladder to answer the phone. Joe, you said that shit.
Y'all snitched on me. And that's what they said. Since everybody's snitching, we might as well go ahead and...
You're right, Joe. I remember that. They didn't even dry snitch on you. They just told name, rank, and serial number.
Hold on, you guys. I got to open this mic up. I see a 914 number. 4334. Your mic is open.
What's your name, Joe?
Huh?
How you doing,
Who's
Joe?
That?
How you doing, bro?
Okay, and you, how's everything?
I'm all right.
Frizzles on the phone.
You didn't sound the same, Swizz. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out right there, too. How you doing, Swizz?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, considering going through a lot, trying to get my house back right. I'm not right now with my beautiful wife having some dinner. You know. It's day by day. But anyway, you know, I listen to the show, I stay on mute, but I hear old Cliff, you know, tough talking, felt like he got a bad deal. You know, I didn't do nothing outside of the SIP. I stuck with the SIP. But it got back to me that he would be willing to run me if I drive. So it depends on when he wants to do this. If he's going to be down at Galactus Saturday, I will come down there, but he's going to have to run for the right money. I'm not coming down there to run for $1,000. If he wants to pick 5 and 25 or better, I'll see him Saturday in the lanes at 3 o'clock. Heads up, I drive his G-body, my G-body, small, black, nicest.
you know, the way the car sits. If he wants to do that, that little, that small paper money, I put up a $500 deposit to run for $1,500 or better at ACO on November 7th. So, you know, I'm outside, so that we can put it into this bid so he's sitting there selling these lift tickets.
Okay. Now that sounded good, but being that I said that I'm not going to Gallant with a car because I'm not, and I will if I'll be at Custom Peaks on the 30th, and you know what, my money ain't changing for nobody. Just because somebody think they want to try to get some money. You know, my money don't change. Now, at Custom Peaks, we can do that same race with the two cars, the owner's drive. Matter of fact, I'll even say something nice. $500 on $1,200 at Custom Peaks. Head the fuck up. We go off the trailer.
Yeah.
We could have put it down the track. You figure it out. But I will not be at ACO on the 7th.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to make Custom Peaks. I really don't. So
that's understandable. Understandable. But Elbo will be there, inshallah. Elbo will be there.
Hey, Quizzle.
Yeah.
I lock you in for that 5 on 25 or better.
Who's that, the lizard man?
You know it. I make it worth your trip to Gallant.
No, I tell you what, I make it worth your trip to November 7th.
No. You just call Cliffy. You call Cliffy out for this date, and I'm gonna answer for Cliffy. I like to do that Gallant and make it worth it.
No.
So bring your car.
Let me help you. Cliffy is easy booty. You missed the loose booty.
I'm easy too. It could be yes or no. You bring your car,
you
5 on 3 or better.
You talked about it, but you didn't talk nasty enough to me to get me down here on Saturday. I had no plans on coming on Saturday, but listen to Cliff talk real tough and shit. I'm going to have to come out the back.
I tell you, Cliffy, lock his ass in. I'll pay you a DP. Get him out there.
Oh,
lock,
wow. Lock.
What?
Lock.
Say it again. So Cliff's going to pay up a $500 DP to get me down there so I can run
man,
you.
Man, if you
run,
bring your
Bo-Rocky
ass down there, I will run you a Bo-Rocky. Head the fuck up. And I bet
no,
on
you gotta get. No, you gotta give me something to lock in to make you come down.
I gotta give you something. You, hey, listen. I'm not tipping you to nothing. You come with your small block. I'ma come with our small block. The same way we was at ACO and let it run head up, and I bet you on the gap.
And tell you what, we can lock in 5 on 25 now, and I'll run you on the 7th at ACO.
I'm not coming. Listen, everybody knows I said I'm not coming back to ACO.
LeVon,
listen,
let me help
everybody
you out,
know
man.
I said
look,
I'm not coming
look,
back to ACO.
Okay. LeVon,
I'm gonna come there to support,
you out,
but I'm not bringing no car.
Let me help you out, man. You're picking on Cliff,
and it's a truck that's waiting on you. I still got that deposit. I'm trying to help you get it back.
It's Cliff that's talking this.
I still got your deposit with that weak ass blue, car. I still got your deposit.
Right.
What you want to do?
So come up to ACO on the 7th. That's simple.
I'm not coming up.
And I know you would.
I can't make it
run for that money.
I can't.
Then
I can't.
You know what?
I can't make it to run you
for that kind of money.
I can make it. You want to do 5,000?
Listen, man. I know you thirsty.
I'm not thirsty.
I do want to be
you
the
picking on Cliffy. You picking on Cliffy. Now I'm picking on you.
Hold on,
man. Listen,
is that what I'm doing?
LeRon.
Is that what I'm doing? Picking on Cliffy?
Listen,
or was Cliffy
LeRon
talking shit?
Fucked up.
And I called
well,
him.
Well, I'm talking shit too.
To bring
I've been
your
talking,
car.
Cliffy, look, I've been talking shit to him since I got
his
deposit.
I've been talking shit to him since I got his deposit. Fucked up.
I don't need permission to bring my car. I turn my piggy bank upside down, and I pull my shit out. I don't need permission or nobody's money. I turn my piggy bank upside down, and I don't need no permission.
I got
Flip.
Clippy, I got between 25 to 5,000 with Swizzle name on it, whichever one he picks.
All right. And I told you, we can lock it in for the summer.
And I'm telling you, listen, you willing to come to Gallant, I pay your way now.
I hear you. And I appreciate that.
Really you don't want to raise
that.
Hit the red button. Hit the red button.
I want to
raise
you on the 7th.
That weak ass car, you shouldn't even came on the show.
Whatever, Lamont, whatever, man. You can talk all that shit you want. I told you, I would run you on the 7th. You don't like the 7th.
I can't make
that's
it the
7th. Problem.
I can't make it the 7th.
To be honest with you,
I can make it this Saturday.
Yes.
I got my permission for the sign.
Hey,
Joe, I'm about to ring the bell, Joe. Joe, I'm about to ring the bullshit bell.
I gotta ring the bullshit bell.
First you come on the show and say you want to run Cliff, but then you say you can't make it. Now when LeBron calls you out, that's bullshit. That's called a look away.
No.
Ding, 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 ding. Come on, let's move on. It ain't going to happen. Move on.
Fat Albert, he didn't look away. He ran away. He didn't look. Yeah. He ran. He was speeding. He ran faster than his cargo when I called him out.
You know that's funny? It's so funny.
He was in jail for a couple of weeks for that bullshit.
And you talk all this, this good shit.
Hey, he ran faster than his cargo.
What's the problem?
Listen, you did not see me say I was bringing a car on the 7th. Did anybody see me say I was bringing a car on the 7th?
So if you want to run for that kind of money, I told you, there is an option. You can lock that in.
Why do you want me to come to New Jersey?
Because that's where I'm going to be at.
You're going to be at Gallant too. Cliff, I'm going to pay for you to bring your car to Gallant. Fuck what you talking about. Now what, Swizzle?
So get him to put up a race, and we get up a pot, and I'll lock him in, and we'll do the race.
You must lock me in, and I'll get them out there. I tell you what, you get me out there, then we'll get up a pot. What you need to get out there?
It's not what I need. Get Cliff to put up a deposit and race.
Okay, you must do both races.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Okay, so what you and Cliff Pot gonna be?
25 or better.
Me and your pot must be five or better.
That's not a buy race, man.
I said, I'm not buying a race. Oh, my God.
Let's move on. I'm not going to waste your time. I'll be honest with you. I got a lot more important things to do than to listen to this shit.
Okay.
Man, you need to take ownership back in your car, man.
But hopefully you can make it. If not, we understand. If you can make it, we understand.
Hey, Fat
Albert. Good to see you.
Get on right
make
here,
it,
man. I still got his deposit. I'm still sitting on his deposit.
Well, it's all good, man. If he can make it, he'll come. If he can't, it's understandable. We just got to move on.
That shit ain't leaving New Jersey.
All right, so that race ain't gonna happen.
Hell no. Damn, I thought I had gap money. I was gonna bet on the gap.
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody got a lot of background noise.
That's your fault, Big Dave.
He in the restaurant. You said dude's mic. He in the restaurant. Mute his mic, man.
Mute Swizzle's mic.
I need the receipt to check, please.
You don't need a receipt. You need to hang up with that slow shit.
You need.
Mute his mic, Joe. He got a lot of background.
Yeah, mute his mic.
Swizzle, hang up. Hit the red button.
How the fuck you going to need a goddamn... How you going to need your bill and you have fucking White Castle, man? What the fuck?
fuck you gonna need a pill when you're at McDonald's or White Castle?
Damn. How you say I'll come make it worth my while, but then don't somebody say, okay, I'll make it worth your while. Oh, I'm not coming.
Damn right.
Listen,
Kevin.
How about this, Fat Albert? How the fuck you gonna go straight to November 7th and I'm telling your ass you can get it on October 30th?
He's not gonna be there. His car can't leave Echo. His car can't leave Echo.
Listen,
he don't make enough power to go nowhere else. He may break something.
Listen,
his car hook,
he
may break something.
No, he ain't got no car no more. He need permission slip for his own fucking car. I'm tired of these Jersey motherfuckers. I live here.
Damn.
I'm tired of these Jersey motherfuckers. Yeah, I said it. All his hair.
Hey, Kevin, where you at, Kevin?
Fat Albert, I stay out of this because there's shit going on, so I don't get involved. That conversation there, that's on you all. I sit back. I don't comment on it. I leave shit alone.
I understand.
Those that know, know.
What's your question, Kevin Hunt?
Huh?
Kevin Hunt.
You can have anything, Butch. Yeah.
Was that bullshit or was it real shit?
Like I said, I'm not answering nothing because whatever I say is going to start some more shit. I left that bullshit alone, but you know what it is.
What?
Butch, I don't appreciate you doing my job. That's my job. I'm the shit starter. Never do that again.
That was bullshit right there. Picking and choosing.
Yeah, that was real bullshit.
Butch, he's still listening. He'll lock your punk ass in. Be careful. Be careful.
No, he won't, because I'm a backup.
I told you not.
I'm backing up everybody.
God damn.
Good God almighty.
Damn.
Hey, Kevin, don't you know the first time we had the
anybody...
race? That's when I met. That's when I met LaRon.
You're going to start calling LaRon. LaRon is
that bitch
Julius
came to me. That bitch came to me 8 times, Kevin, for races. God damn.
Really?
You ever take a break? That bitch ran.
I'm telling you, man. He's my idol.
That's when I first met him.
If anybody got a problem with Swizzle, call me. I'm y'all backup. I will pay.
Yeah, I will pay.
It don't goddamn matter.
Oh, my God.
I was going to bet him on a gap. I was going to bet him on a gap.
Swizzle got a problem.
He damn told me he would come down here Saturday. He told me the same thing. He would come down here Saturday.
I bet you he ain't coming no more.
Hey, LeBron, where's Young Stang at? Is Young Stang coming?
I'm going to be out the back. I'm going to tell it. Y'all going to listen. I'm going to tell it. Somebody that's listening on this radio show right now,
uh-oh,
and the name starts with a D, and his last name starts with a D, said that Regal's going to be there at Galat this weekend anyway. They're going to bring it just for fun. Somebody said that.
Well, guess what?
When did I say that?
Take your name and your number, Des, then we can get some answers on it. Take your name and your number, we can get some answers on it.
Hey, Cliffy,
huh?
If they bring that car there, I swear I'm going to get on Fat Albert's mic and call him out all day. Every time I have to make a pass, I'm going to call him out.
Listen. I'm telling on the plants that fucking grows flowers today and every other day. I'm telling on plants that grow flowers.
Listen.
Man.
Since I just called him out, I bet you that car not going to be there.
Well, you know what? Like I said, somebody name that start with first name start with a D, last name end with a D said that car's gonna be there.
Yo, that's Cliffy, now that I called him out, they're gonna abort that mission.
abort that mission.
Hold on a second, you guys, because I'm opening up this last mic, and I guess they lost the deposit because it's 8:30. I gotta go from here, so I'm opening up this last mic, and yeah, I'm gonna leave it open and just leave the phone on. And y'all can do what y'all want, but I gotta run out and go get this fish. All right, so hold on a second. I'm gonna open this mic up right now. Oh man, I just had the man, Mike. Golly, what happened?
Keep it muted.
443-1419. Your mic is open.
Hey Joe, this is Jeff. How y'all doing?
Hey Jeff. Can't complain, Jeff.
Hey.
Nothing. They just everybody talking about trying to get ready for the last day.
Yeah, I've been listening, but how come every goddamn week that Badmouth crews on here, and now they get their ass beat, they won't get on?
They were vacation, man.
That motherfucker got smoked. Now he won't get back on the phone. What the hell?
No, they, nobody ain't say nothing about
well,
that. Nobody said nothing about that.
One is in Jamaica,
Fat Albert. You know, one's in Jamaica, and
yeah,
the other, Mark, wherever he is.
He in the hospital. Mark is in the hospital.
So there you have it.
He gets his stitches out.
Stitches. Oh, shit. Joe, your shit's starting, Joe.
I told y'all.
I didn't even know that, so they took something, huh?
If he got stitches in his mouth, he'll be there for a week.
Oh,
boy. I want you to know, Mark is listening. He is listening.
LaRon. LaRon.
Man, you ain't come on no call. What's up?
What's up with your cousin Marcus? Is he gonna be on the show, or that's it?
He'll be there, I don't know. You already know. You ain't even bringing no car. Mute your damn mic.
No, I'm
in a lock-in
mic.
I don't want to talk.
But like this, I want to race him. I want to race him with a different car. That's it.
What car you want to race him with?
The Bounty Hunter.
I'm already gonna gap that car. He'd probably do it though. Oh, like, he probably do it. It's an easy race. Y'all slow any fucking way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna let him use that, LaRon, to whip Sweet and Low's ass.
Mm. Oh, you gonna let who?
I'm gonna let the ghetto cowboy drive the Bounty Hunter because I want to see him whip Sweet
and
Low.
You gonna let him drive versus me too?
No, I'm gonna drive it to run you, but he gonna use it to
run Sweet
and Low.
You know what I was gonna say? I was gonna bet another $100. I pat the gas on his ass. If you let his ass, I'll
put the fucking gas on him.
You guys are funny. Well, you'll give more gifts than Christmas, man. You'll give more gifts than Christmas.
I saw the gifts they gave this weekend.
LaRon
got the gift to keep on giving.
You can't win all your races. Yep, they lost this weekend, and I'm willing to race y'all the weekend coming up. So we're not talking about last weekend. We're talking about next weekend. That's gonna happen. So ghetto cowboy, you get your ghetto ass in there, and I'm a pass.
You couldn't even get up. You can't even get up the line. You can't even get up the line.
This is not Marcus.
I was looking
You're
for you. I was looking for you. I didn't even see you.
This is LaRon. You're not talking to Marcus.
I know.
You're talking to LaRon.
I know.
LaRon
who it
is.
Not
there.
LaRon.
I've been working.
Oh, okay.
But I'll be there this Saturday. So what you want to do
cool.
Saturday?
Make sure you wear that dress for me, okay? Make sure you look pretty.
Excuse me. What do you want to do Saturday?
Make sure you look pretty.
LaRon.
He wants to take LaRon on a picnic.
I can't speak for that car.
Somebody got speakerphone.
We got reverb. Is Joe still on or Joe left at Albert?
Joe left.
Okay,
right.
So Fat Albert, we got to remember, Joe, if y'all.
Hello?
Okay. If shit start going south, we can't cut no mics out. We can't kill a show.
Okay.
So y'all got to show this respect.
You
right, Fat Albert?
Right. Saturday, you had to talk to Marcus. LaRon, Marcus going to speak for his own car. So
right.
I can't speak for Marcus' car.
Marcus
speak for his own car. So Saturday, he will be there because he got a race locked in. If you want to run him, just go up there to him. Or come to me. I can go to him or whatever. We both go to him. But there's no need of calling him out tonight because he's not on the phone. He's not on the show.
Okay, well, I thought, was it LaRon or was it whatever? I thought one of them spoke for all of them. Didn't they say that the other day?
Well, you thought wrong. You thought wrong.
I didn't think wrong. It was Antoine. Antoine said he speaks for all of them, right? Am I correct?
Antoine's not on the phone.
He's in Jamaica.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand. I didn't know which one. They all sound the same to me.
Okay.
He rode the short bus.
That's racist.
Not one of them been on here this evening. LaRon, once you get gapped by the Bounty Hunter, you'll be wearing fucking Kool-Aid on your lips. How about that?
Oh, my. Listen, are you listening?
All right.
Listen. If you get your ass in there, I will bet I pat the gas now, and I will be in front. Would you like to do that too? I would be too happy with that slow ass car.
How about you run that race, and then after that race, we'll talk. How about that?
Lock it in. I don't want to talk. I lock the motherfucker back in. I didn't got to talk. Young Razor, $500. Let's lock it back in. And I pat the gas when your ass get enough.
Well,
since you want to race Marcus, don't race Marcus. Race me. Now, we can do two races.
Well, Bobby Hunter, am I allowed to do that?
The same energy you got towards Marcus, the same energy you got towards Marcus, have it towards
you. You got a free hand with LaRon. Do what you want.
Please do.
All right. LaRon takes no prisoners.
Please do.
As much money as you got, Cowboy, this thing could work any way you want. Okay,
Cowboy. Beat the hell out of him.
I can't.
Listen.
I can't hear you.
They're not gonna go back out there.
Listen. There's a lot of back.
You better go
ahead
and lock him in.
Hey, hold on, everybody. If you're not talking, go on mute. Go on mute, please. Somebody got a lot of background noise, please. All right, LaRon and this young man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get this locked in. So that's your race between him, correct? With your pickup.
Yeah. Now you get your ghetto cowboy ass in there.
All right, so you're doing one and one with the clear with him, right? So if the car is so slow, why don't you just do a heads up?
He asked me, why not take it? Why not take
how about
it? You
heads,
can get it right
how about,
after that.
Listen. I'm asking you, what's up? Me and you, heads up.
After I whoop his ass on one and one. Why would I turn down some free money to give you a head of race? I'd be a damn fool.
No. Listen, you're going to race him, then the next race could be me and you. Heads up.
Please, lock it in. I know I got enough to beat y'all. Lock it in.
All right, so we'll lock it in then.
All right, what's the lock in? Come on, give it to me.
I'll do it for five.
That's it?
Five. What?
I'll do it for
$5.
$500. I'll do it for $500.
On what? That's it? That's the whole
I'll do it for $500.
God damn. I ain't going to win no type
so
of
you,
money.
Y'all want to do $500 on $500. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, we might as well lock in the whole pot.
Sound like a poker game, all in.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to ask, Fat Albie. When they say 500 on 500, that means the whole pot is locked, correct?
Yeah, that's all in.
I like for him to say it, 500 on 500. That's too much trickery.
Well, you're just saying the whole pot is locked.
I'm saying 500 locked, 500. Winner takes 500.
Listen.
If you don't race him, you owe him
500. That's what he said. You're going to put the park out. If you don't race him, you owe him the whole 500.
100. You know what you're saying, man?
No, I
don't
know what you're saying.
Listen,
you
want to lock in 100 or 500, so if you don't get
it. We can lock 100 on 500. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Fat Al, we're going to lock in 100 on 500. After I beat them with 1-1, he's going to do hit up. And then I got another couple hundred I pat the gas. Fuck it. Anybody want it?
Oh. All right, Cowboy. That's a lock. After he run the first race, you got what time y'all want to do it? Like an hour after he first one?
I think he has something else after that race, no?
I ain't got nothing.
We can do a little bit later.
I'm after you.
Listen, how the fuck you get a name Cowboy? You sound more like Indian.
Cliff, let's get this. Hey, Cliff, hold on.
Wait,
Cliff, let's get this
race
locked in. Oh, don't worry about that.
Who said that?
Do the lock in first.
Yeah. All right, so look. An hour after LaRon and the Falcon run, Ghetto Cowboy gonna get in it. An hour after that race, y'all locking in 100 on 500. Heads up, 8 mile pro treat. 8 mile
correct,
pro treat. Cowboy, is it locked?
It's locked.
LaRon, is it locked?
Lock or roll?
Lock, okay.
Hey, anybody want to bet I pat the gas? I want to pat the gas. I cap him and pat the gas.
Anybody want to bet on that he pet the gas?
Hell no. This is when the extra come in.
This is when the extra comes in. I got this. Yeah, this is my little extra money coming in. I know. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? I'm good. I'm real good. Listen to you. How did you get Cowboy? He said, how did you get the name Cowboy? He said it was Cliff that said it. Wait, who said that? Who said that? Cliff? Yeah, Cliff. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cliff is from where? Where's Cliff from?
He just said, how you get the damn name. Why are you worried about where he's from? He's from a damn...
No. Listen.
Oh, no.
Calm down. I'm asking you nice. Calm down. I'm asking Cliff. I'm asking another man another question. All right? Step back and relax. That's all I'm asking.
In New Jersey.
He's from Jersey where the slow cars are.
In New Jersey.
That's where
okay,
all the
Cliff.
Slow cars are in Jersey.
Okay, Cliff. Well, Cliff. The name, the Ghetto Cowboy belongs to a guy named James. He named the car Ghetto Cowboy. Okay? He's from Queens.
Okay.
So that's the name of the car.
Okay.
So what the hell is your name?
You know my name. You follow me on fucking Facebook, LaRon.
You know how many Facebook friends I got? I don't got half of y'all.
Well, okay. You want to know my name? My name is Anthony. That's my name. Anthony.
Anthony. Hey, Clifford, his name Anthony, not no damn ghetto cowboy.
Okay.
Okay.
Good
to meet you.
All right.
Got it. 10-4, Roger, over and out.
Okay. Little Ron,
y'all? Okay.
Y'all some crazy.
All right. Hey, ghetto cowboy, do you got any more money you want to bet on the side or something?
On the side?
Yeah. On y'all race.
I don't know. I bet you I'll beat you.
We already bet. I bet you I'll leave before you.
Maybe you will.
Bet it. I'm willing to give away. I'm trying to give away some money if you think you got it.
Did you hear what I said? I said maybe you will.
Nope. I only hear four words. Four letters. Locked.
Well, we're locked in. Anything else, we'll see at the track. I'm not going to play no game.
You
want to
bet on the gap? You want to bet on the gap?
Okay.
He said he's going to be one car completely. He's going to be one car completely ahead of you at the finish
line. But I'm going to put the tailgate down in the truck and clear his ass with that.
That's fine. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I tell you what's going to happen.
I'm
whip his ass with that truck. He's going to punk out on you, Anthony. That's what's going to happen.
I know. He's going to pay the punk out money. You.
Who's going to punk out?
Man. You.
You won't see me pay punk out unless I'm broke.
Watch.
After I whip his ass, he's going to pay the punk out.
Well, Anthony, I will say this about LaRon. Even if he lose against the first rate, he is not going to pay no punk out money. Y'all can forget
that. I'm not paying no punk out. Y'all can forget that. Especially after that video I seen of that car. I'm bad enough and still think he wasn't fast enough.
Okay.
I sped that video of the car times five, and it still wasn't fast enough.
Okay.
It's only running 7 seconds, so you shouldn't have a problem beating that.
You ain't got to tell me that. I seen it from the video.
Yeah, it's just running 7 seconds. But see, you're going red light. That's why that 7 seconds.
I'm willing to bet.
I am willing to bet. I'll leave before on both races without a red light. I would tree both of y'all.
Ooh. Okay.
Put another 100 on that.
Quit blocking it, Fat Albert. Just go. Whoever go to the tower, I'm willing to bet that.
Put 100 on that.
Lock.
Is that on both races?
Hell no, nah. Anthony ain't gonna
speak,
bet that. He
I can't
sleep.
Speak for the second
Anthony
race, but for
oh,
the first
okay.
race, I want to hear him say lock.
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 Hey, Bounty Hunter, how old are you?
65.
Why are you asking his age?
You got late reaction.
I'm officially a senior citizen.
You're going to
get beat by a senior
citizen. My granddaddy can't even beat me. I ain't worried about you.
Bounty Hunter, you bet it on the race. You betted Marcus that you're going to gap him. You betted LeBron you're going to gap him plus 100 on the tree.
That's right.
Okay.
You got it down.
Yeah, brother.
He going to get beat by somebody's granddaddy. That's going to be a shame.
The only reason I beat
matter
by
fact,
you is if I break. If I
matter
break,
of fact,
your car can't beat
some
me.
Of my grandkids coming to the track because I told them I'm going to whip up on a truck, so they want
to
see it.
Listen, you better not bring your grandkids to see that embarrassment. They will say, granddad, you brought me all the way down here to see you lose.
LeBron, you're too late. The horse is out the barn. My grandkids going to be
LeBron, boy, he's something else.
Listen,
your grandkids
going to
be mad at you. You brought them that far to see you lose. They could have stayed at home for their granddaddy.
Hey, Fat Albert, I've never been impressed by these races out here today, but I love LeBron shaking bass, man. That motherfucker is for real.
That's good. That joke is something else.
And he gave the motherfuckers 15 different options. And he'll do it this way and that way. He like covers the whole fucking board, man. He's the best.
He came to me, Kevin, said, you fed up? I said, yeah. He said, I got a race. I said, okay. I mean, Kevin, it seemed like every 45 minutes. Fed up, I got a race. Fed up, I got a race. Fed up, I got a race. God damn it, time the boy going to race. Damn.
Hey.
MVP. Hey, he was MVP of that race, Kevin. He was. Wait a minute. Uh-oh, I got a text message from the bad mom. Hold on. I knew it was going to be long.
They done heard from you in the hospital or Jamaica.
All right, here we go. I'm going to read it verbatim from Marcus. That old cowgirl going to pay the whole out money, weak motherfucker. God damn it, Marcus. That's what it says.
All the way from Jamaica.
No,
Marcus
is
in the hospital.
Marcus is
Antoine's in Jamaica.
Okay.
Marcus owns Sweet Hello. He say you going to pay whole out money.
Hey, what can
well,
you
listen,
say? You got to love LeBron.
But my Marcus is listening. Didn't you say you want to run Marcus? Does he listen?
He loves LeBron, but that's not going to stop us from whipping his ass.
Listen,
well,
I love y'all too, and I love the way I'm going to spend y'all money.
That's okay. We're gonna have fun, and then we're going to see what's going to happen at the end. That's all.
Hey, look.
Two people have to go down the track. Anything can happen.
Hey. Marcus say if LeBron don't gap you, he gonna gap your ass.
Yo, tell Marcus he has to get off the line. He has to get off the line. Okay? Both races didn't even get off
fine.
The line.
Well,
please.
Let me say this. Okay. That track gonna be so tight, I don't think nobody gonna have trouble getting off that line.
That track. I mean, I've seen a lot of races go down that track.
That is a good track right there.
Should I leave versus him with the front wheels in the air, or should I keep it down? I think I want to leave with the show in the air.
Good God, oh,
which one should I do? Should I leave them in the air, or should I just keep them down? I think I like when they go in the air. Kevin, you remember that video? It looked good.
I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah. But see,
Kevin,
what? She do look good in the air.
Kevin,
one thing about US 13 and Gallant. They are two different tracks. So if you're banking on what you saw last week, so what you going to see this week, boy, you're in a world of trouble.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't see anything last week. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's the same thing you
run.
Say when we look at Bounty Hunter video. We ain't seen anything.
Damn.
They're
going to be saying the same thing Saturday.
Great.
Hey, Bounty Hunter, that video you sent me, that was at Gallant, right?
Yeah, that was at the lot.
Yeah, it was at the lot in that video.
Fat Albert.
Yep.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, I saw the video. I saw it.
Had to beat the hell out of a car.
Like the lot, we had North versus South that year at Fayetteville, and I checked them to test it at the lot.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Hey, I think you got fender exit. When I race you, could you make the flames come out? Like add a little more nitrous or something and make the flame come out?
Oh, I think I'm going to stand it up on the back bumper like I did in March.
Hey, yeah, Jeff Rogers, still on here? Jeff Rogers, you still on here? I got a message for you.
But tell us the message anyway. We nosy like that.
Oh,
well, you guys have a good night. I'm still working.
All right, Anthony. You
so
take
you
it easy, brother.
LaRon, I'll see you.
He about to go cry. He about to go cry.
Now he's like, he got to work. Go your ass to bed and think about what you just fucked up by locking me in. Go to bed.
All right.
Well, we'll see you Saturday, Anthony.
Good night, Anthony.
Have a good night.
Good night, Anthony.
And we'll see you Saturday, buddy. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, Fat Albie.
Does anybody remember that
Marcus
commercial? Anthony.
Marcus said, tell Jeff Rogers there will be a different outcome Saturday for Bad Mouth Crew. The track would be dead right.
Yes, sir.
That was.
Ghetto Cowboy gonna be the first to know.
Huh.
I mean Bounty Hunter. I'm sorry, Bounty Hunter.
Ghetto Cowboy ain't coming out the fucking barn. Ghetto Cowboy ain't coming out the barn like a lot of motherfuckers ain't coming out the barn. Motherfuckers don't like to come out.
Talk about like. Cliffy, you talk about like Swizzle.
Ooh.
Him too. Matter of fact, he said he need permission. Swizzle need permission. I said it. He need permission.
Swizzle should be put in jail for that stunt.
Yeah. I couldn't take it no more. I had to ring the bell. God damn, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt.
He couldn't understand neither. That's what happened when you get a baked potato stuck between your boots.
Damn.
No, that's what happens when you throw something out there and somebody call you bluff.
You know what? True indeed. True words.
He
right
said
there.
He would be there to run Cliff, and when LaRon said, well, run me, all of a sudden he couldn't be there, sir.
Listen,
then he told Cliff, lock him in, Cliff, and I'll pay your DP. I was like, got him. Still wouldn't come.
Listen.
Exactly. He still ain't want to come. You got to be fucking ashamed of yourself.
Man, listen. He gonna put a restraining order out on fucking Joe Gray show on Tuesdays or something. I don't know, man. That was real wicked, man.
I guess those days of picking on Cliff and Butch is over.
Now, listen, Kevin. Real talk. I can take the shit talk, but you know what? I stand behind my mouth. I stand behind my money because it ain't going to be with so much. But whatever the fuck it is, I'm either winning or losing. And you know, I don't give a damn how much I lose. If I got more to put up, come see what you could do. Come see what you could do. You understand what I'm saying? When a motherfucker's still coming back with more money and they sign, listen, what the fuck do you want to do? And I'm saying this to anybody who's listening and want to raise it. How about that?
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, sir. Friday and Saturday, you know.
Oh,
Sammy
sure.
Shootout. We're going to have Friday and Saturday. We're going to have a ball. We're going to have a great time and get some off.
Hey, the Bad Mouth Crew on this motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Hey, Joe's over. Everybody hang up.
Here it comes.
You see those shorties? What a
fake-ass motherfucking cowgirl.
He got off. Thank God he got off.
Huh?
He had to go shop.
He said goodnight already, so you're a little too late, thank God.
Hey, I guess the weak motherfucker had to go pick out them weak-ass cowgirl boots that's going to wear for this weekend after he had that fucking bump out a week, man. Oh, I didn't mean call no bitch. I know they ain't using that word on the show, but tell him I don't even want his motherfucking punk out money. I'm going to take his punk out, the money he... Punk out with, I'm gonna take that shit and put it on the gap and on the gap his motherfucking ass. Now tell him I said that.
He wanna run you
a bounty hunter, that slow ass car on Willie Ball.
Yes. I told him that I told him to come see you Saturday. I told him
I said, listen, you
can go see Marcus Saturday. We both can go over there. I'll take you over to Marcus. And lock it. That race to get locked in. I said, that ain't no problem.
I go to his motherfucking ass. I ain't never seen a motherfucking grave. I ain't never seen a motherfucking
what they call the motherfuckers that be at the grave? Listen, when I ain't never seen a caretaker throw bounty on a motherfucker beside a bitch that got there and he can't kill. Tell that weak bitch ain't nothing but bounty hunting. He's a motherfucking caregiver. I'm going to give him some motherfucking care package. Watch this. Come Saturday, and that track going to be dead motherfucking right. I heard motherfuckers on here popping a little slick. We took some L's. Hey, you going to take L's in the game. Believe that. But guess what? It ain't how you start. It's how you motherfuckers finish. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to show those weak bitches come Saturday. All that shit they thought they seen. Yeah. Try it again. Get that bag.
Y'all wanted him.
Whoever said that ain't gonna do shit. Bet what that green motherfucker did. That's what you do. That's what you do.
Who said that?
Hey, I don't know who said it. Who said it? My name was who said it. God damn it. But listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. Some motherfucker Saturday. We ain't taking no prisoners. We killing every motherfucking thing to walk in our fucking way. And it's straight like that. Bo Wacky, goddamn it, going Debo, all them bitches that he got locked in. Sweet Lil going throw salt on them motherfuckers that thought they got away from the past weekend. And guess what? And motherfucker, I just got the word from the sheik. The fucking sheik just called me and say he going to fly a motherfucking Bigfoot in on Saturday too. Now, who the fuck's going to get busy? Yes.
Oh,
the sheik just called me, said he flying Bigfoot in on Saturday. So it's going motherfucking down. It's going down. We don't let no motherfucking laws keep us down, motherfucker. Guess what? 10 up, test out. Let's get it the fuck up.
He came on and took over the show. That's what he do.
I got odd money. If that motherfucking cowboy cowgirl, sissy wampy motherfucker come out, that I'm gonna get that weak Thunderbird having motherfucker. I guarantee you that bird will be flying south no motherfucking more. I guarantee you. You know how they say birds fly south in the winter? He gonna think it's goddamn summertime when I get done fucking with him. I promise you that. I'm gonna skin that motherfucker. I'm gonna skin him back like a fucking cat. You watch the fuck out. I'll tell you, Lord, he don't pay no motherfucking hoe out, punk out. Lord Jesus, listen, come on and give him some, I don't know what he needs, old-fashioned gauge, a God gauge, a motherfucking goddamn Jigs book or a motherfucking summit book to help him the fuck out. I'll even sponsor him to get that bitch down there fucking Saturday. All that shit he talk, and now he gonna pay some motherfucking punk out. I don't want no goddamn punk out. I wanna go to his motherfucking punk ass. That's what the fuck I wanna do. That's what the fuck I wanna do. And anybody that's from don't like it, you call him and tell him, do something about it. And I'm back quiet.
Y'all didn't take long getting that out of it.
You know, it didn't take long. Y'all been calling for him.
They kept asking for that shit. I was like, please stop bringing that man's name up. That's why I enjoy this shit when it goes this way, because they are for real about it. Him and LaRon, they cut from a whole different cloth, man.
That's why we cut it, goddammit.
That's right. The cousin bringing the baby cousin out of the bunch. Goddammit. He running in with the baby cousin. He ain't even sending the lizard to lick a bitch. Shit.
They won't come out there with that.
Lord have mercy. I can't wait. Charlie can't get here soon enough.
Hey, cousin, I'm going to loosen the front of him. I'm going to go down and check on the back wheel. Spot me.
Come on, man. What?
Watch. When I leave, it's going dead in the hell.
So you mean tell me you're going to let the parachute, go across the finish line, the truck ain't even got a parachute. I'm talking about the tailgate.
I mean,
hey, cousin, I'm in the tailgate.
He said he's going to let the tailgate down and gap him with that.
Yeah, I'm a clear bounty hunter with a tailgate.
Hey, you know what? I got $100 saying that the goddamn bounty hunter, the muscle caregiver, the goddamn, what they call it?
Caregiver?
I got $100 saying he doesn't get close to that tailgate. That's what I got.
Oh, good God almighty.
Yes. Yes. Hey, Sean Albert.
Yes, sir.
If he within 5 foot, he get paid. I said 5 foot. If he within 5 foot, he get paid. Anybody with that?
Yeah.
Who said yeah? No, somebody said yeah. Sean Albert, you said yeah.
No,
that won't be.
It wasn't me either.
Okay.
Hell no.
Yes, it was. Hey, Mr. Hunt, it sounded a little like
you said it
was.
I'm listening.
You said it wasn't you
either.
It sounded like Kevin.
No, it wasn't me. I swear for Lord, it was not me. Don't put me in that. It was not me.
Oh, no.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all know some shit. Every time they go out there with me, they tell you how it's going to be done and how long, and they be right every time. LaRon go out there and say he going to do a certain thing a certain way, he does it. I believe in you motherfuckers, boy. Believe that.
Hey, Hunt, you ever heard of the Robodope?
Hey, listen, that was in my era. I know what exactly that was about.
You want a motherfucker in, right? You tell a motherfucker, man, I don't want nothing. As soon as he get close to you, you Robodope that motherfucker. Sock the hell out of him.
Y'all got the market cornered. Y'all got the market cornered with Trick Bag. Now y'all gonna come out with Robodope.
The fucking Robodope.
The fucking Robodope on their ass.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna get a grandpa a cigar before the race, because after the race he ain't gonna want no more. So, you know, hey, look, you know how goddamn when you have a baby and they give you a cigar for congratulations, I'm gonna get the cigar to him first because he gonna have a motherfucking baby. <laughs> He gonna have a motherfucking baby. Hey, cousin, he gonna have a motherfucking baby before the race even start. You know what the fuck I say? Man, shit. We got these bitches in the headlock, man. We got them in the headlock. They don't even know it. They don't even know it. And guess what? We're going to do it the hard way on that green motherfucking green bean Mustang. Oh, my God. We're going to do it through the hard way. Fat up, you don't get anybody to hit it through the hard way. Watch this shit. If anybody like him, I'm betting I clear him with the tailgate, too. Yes, sir. Good. Nice. Yes, sir. With the baby.
I'm not willing to clear him with just the truck. I'm willing to clear him with the tailgate too.
Hey, I hope he get froggy and go out there and bet that bag. He got us. This weekend with Sweet and Low. We went. Hey, cousin, man, I ain't gonna tell you. I'm gonna have to see the video.
After I seen it, you know what it was. But listen, you know Bam Bam come out with the Billy Club when he come out of the Barney Rubber House,
he come out with the Billy Club dragging the ground because the motherfucker so hard, so heavy. But when that motherfucker get mad, Bam, 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 bam
bring him in. Somebody bring him in.
He got a joke.
I'm going. I'm going to try Fat Albert, and then do like I do. Put him on speaker and let him hear what's going on.
There you go. Somebody bring him in.
Okay.
When I seen the video that Bam Bam sent me, I said, hey, oh, that's easy.
Yes, sir.
I tried to lock him in twice.
Man, you locked him in so quick, goddammit. You was skating like you was on. Hey, Cutter, you was skating like you was on the skating ring. trying to get it locked in.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Marcus, what do you do,
listen, man, at the end of this month, man, we're going to shake hands. We're going to do a little something, man. We're going to play some games. We're going to eat some food. What up?
That's right. Hey, we got to break bread together, Cliff.
Absolutely. You know how we did? How we going to do?
His phone just rang. Short Dog ain't pick up on me.
That's the joke.
Kevin, we don't believe it. Please, Kevin.
He got me.
Hey, you got me, rotten dog.
I can't
believe you just let somebody
trick
put bag. You on the
road. Trick bag, cousin.
I tell you what, you motherfuckers better not fall out in the street and call me to say, hey, call an ambulance. Because you won't get me twice.
Hey, Kevin, you didn't hear the man said, I got a joke of the night, y'all.
Once he said joke,
your dog
that
on
was
the phone.
And Fat Albert, your tricky ass play. Kevin, get him on the phone. And here go my dumb ass. Duh, okay. And y'all, okay, with
that's
a group conspiracy, I see.
He put that trick bag on your ass.
Yes, he did. You can't slip, you guys. You can't slip. You're teaching them right. Y'all got it. Never mind. Y'all good with your shit.
Well, Kevin, I heard you like Bounty Hunter this weekend.
You ain't hear no shit like that.
Man, I did. I heard
now, stop lying on me. Listen, I like what you like when you send me that picture of what you call him, Bo Wacky, whatever the fuck it is.
Bo Wacky. That's right.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. You ain't got to talk about nothing else.
It's the ghetto cowboy, that guy that used to sing that song, Da Ha, Da Ha.
Listen, I'm going to tell you who the ghetto cowboy is. Y'all listening? This is the motherfucker that sung that Old Town Road,
no.
And then I
he's talking about Nas.
And then he turned out to be pregnant.
He took that picture.
Oh, shit.
Hey, he sung that song Old Town Road. He going to take a motherfucker to Old Town Road. Now I see what kind of road he was trying to take somebody. But guys, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to impregnate that motherfucking ass come motherfucking Saturday. I hope he don't pay no fucking punk out, because I'm going to throw that shit in his fucking face and tell him get that from the bird and the fucking beans, and I'm trying to clip his motherfucking wings. Goddamn right, I said it. Yo, bam, I said it, goddamn it. Huh?
I keep looking at this video right of that black car. He said it was 7 seconds. My stopwatch at 12 and the light came on. So somebody math is off.
Come on, cousin.
Man, that's like a 12-second car in the A.
Lord have mercy. Well, hey, he got you locked in twice, right?
Oh yeah. I asked him if he could add a little more nitrous so I could see the little blue flames come out the fender or something. God damn. This is her.
Well, hey, Marcus, the second race, Ghetto Cowboy got to drive the car.
Yeah, Ghetto Cowboy going to drive. He ain't want to bet on a tree. Yeah, man, y'all ain't need to be crazy. You know he ain't got no faith in the car in.
I've been working, so I wasn't able
Marcus
to get on the show. I wasn't able to get on the show just as soon as it opened up.
Right.
And I guess I called in. I guess I called in too late to get my mic open.
Because
I hit the one button. But we here, baby. Joe,
he had to go pick up some fish for Saturday, so he said, "I'm just gonna let the show keep running."
running at all. So that's why he can't ask. He didn't ask. Couldn't hit your one button.
They got it. I'm glad somebody told you to get me on that. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Hey, Cutler,
he must have knew it was coming because he got off 3 minutes before you got on.
Yes, he did. He just got off.
He just got off.
I thought somebody warned him. I thought my cousin, somebody warned him that I was coming in hot. I wanted to get on his mother.
Hey, when Fat Albert said, I got a message from Marcus. He said, all right, y'all, I got to go to work. Now, you got to get out of here. Tootie said, I got a message from Marcus. He listening. That motherfucker said, all right, y'all, I got to go back to work. Knowing he at home with me.
He damn sure did say that. He did say that.
Knowing he got motherfucking banker hours. Especially if he's from, where he from? God damn it. Where you say he was from? Old Town Road?
No, don't put that on. Stop. Everything ain't Mount Vernon on this fucking show now. Don't stop that shit.
Hey, I'm from Mount Vernon. My bad.
Hey, but listen. Hey, I heard somebody else told me that the motherfucker that I've been looking for was on this show too. That Blue Rizzo or some shit.
Under the bushes, cousin. He was picking on my man Cliffy. He was picking on Cliffy. I defended my man. He went dead in the bushes.
Yeah, we ain't going for that shit no more. All them ones that call themselves being a bully and all this that. Nah, we ain't going for that shit. I'll set Clifford motherfucking sweet and low just to fuck up Swizzle. Hell of a name. That's right.
But Marcus, hold on. I got to tell a story. If you ever listen to this, he came on, said told Clifford he'll come to the lot, make it worthwhile, five on 2,500. So LeRon said, Clifford, lock him in and I'll pay your DP. So LeRon said, all right, Swizzle, I'll run you. Well, I got to do something for my niece. I ain't going to be able to come. I had to ring the bell, Marcus. God damn. I had to ring the bullshit bell. I couldn't take it no more. What the hell?
I know you rang the bell on that.
Had to ring the bullshit bell on that one.
You know what he's going to tell me? He's going to tell me, come back to Echo. Man, I'm not coming back to that dirt track. If I want to ring, I'm on the street racer before I go to Echo.
Hey, is anybody locked in? Is Gordo coming? Is he locked in with anybody? Do anybody know?
Not that I know of. Gordo.
I'm gonna finish starting some shit. A Joker got on here and said their transmission is fixed. It's brand new. It's shiny.
Uh-oh.
It's gold.
Oh my
it's
God.
Clean.
Uh-oh.
I ain't forgetting about nobody. It's on.
Hey,
I ain't forgetting about nobody.
You see what happened with OG Bobby? My transmission fixed. I pay your way too.
Listen. I saw
and he had the back tire with a small block.
Yeah,
oh my God, they must just knew the bad mode wasn't on here, so they could come out here and goddamn it do some speaking.
Hey, cousin, I sent the back of the
pushes. I sent the back of the rev limiter all day long. From 6:30 all the way until 7:30, motherfuckers was hitting the rev limiter. Duh, 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 duh.
Man.
You put them back in the bushes.
What about Mark? Hey, LeRon, is Mark coming? Is Mark Jazia?
Man, they probably be there without no car.
Oh,
well, man, they can't.
Listen, Jazia ain't been that count since I laid that ass open on him.
They ain't doing nothing, Joe. I mean, they ain't doing nothing, Albert.
Hey, fella, I think they still from that day. I think they still recuperate.
Oh.
They
ain't doing nothing, Albert. Them boys. Hey, when you take a lick like that and you can't afford to take it, you'll fall back like that. See, one thing about us,
we go out to race and we gonna bet a money. We gonna bet money we can afford to lose. We gonna race every motherfucking weekend if God give us breath in our motherfucking body. We ain't selling no motherfucking cars and we ain't goddamn borrowing no motherfucking cars. We fucking stars. Believe that. So when we come out to race, we racing every fucking week. Win, lose, or draw. Motherfuckers need to stop trying to bet what they can't afford to lose or trying to run the pot up when they think a bitch ain't got it. Now look at them. Motherfuckers couldn't even go out there. Dumb motherfuckers.
Look at that.
I said it.
Look at that.
Tell them I said it.
Look at that.
And
everybody heard you. Everybody heard you. Everybody heard you.
You know what I mean? Everybody ain't built the same. Everybody ain't built the same. When you can afford to lose that number, then you can go out and race every goddamn week behind that running that number. But if you can't do it, you'll see who can't do it. A motherfucker goddamn won't come back out after they lost that number. And that's fact. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. I don't give a fuck who don't like it.
All the oodles and noodles will be off the shelf and shop right. And it's damn crazy.
Hey, Kevin, that goddamn Cliff is on.
Cliff is on murder tonight, boy. Cliff got blood on his hands.
It ain't that, man. It's truth, man. It's truth. All it is truth, man.
Well, sometimes you gotta, like Cliff said, you gotta push the fucking button. You can't let anybody and everybody just keep gorillaing you. You know, you got to step up, and you fucking stepped up 8 times tonight. And then when family had your back, it was like, oh shit, shut down,
shut down. Mr. Hunt, listen, we got probably two more events left. In the season, right? And we just trying to fucking make the best out of it. We going to Florida. We going to go Florida also. We going to...
Hey, fella, I think after this weekend, I'm going to be 32-8.
Ah.
We're going to have some fucking fun.
Hey, my record,
fella, I'm going 32-8. Yes, sir. 32-8. 32-8.
Hey. That's a very good boy, damn good. I'll take that any day.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
That's king type shit there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's king. That's race. You know.
I don't know how many trophies y'all give out at the dinner, Fat Albert, but they got to have both of them names on there. Badmouth Crew and LaRon.
Gotcha.
Categories, you name it. They was in it.
Well,
and they're going to give Lil Howie a trophy for disappointment of the year.
Yeah, you true that.
Oh, Lord. We got a grudge banquet in February, so we're getting it together, finalizing everything, and we'll have a banquet.
Well, I just hope the committee do the right thing. That's all I ask. I don't know who on the committee. I don't care who on the committee. But I hope they do the right thing and give the people that deserve what the ones that's out there putting that action in and the broad action every week, you give it to them.
Right.
Give them what they deserve. Show
right.
The respect that they didn't earn, because they didn't give the fans, they didn't give the promoters, they didn't give everybody that comes to that racetrack something to see. So get back. Show the same love. You know what I mean?
Good report.
One thing about us, we don't discriminate. We don't discriminate on whose show it is. If we got oil pressure, and if we want to get to a motherfucker ass, we coming. It's just that simple. You know, I don't care whose show it is. So that's just
long
what it
as,
is.
Long as it's not Echo.
Well, what I gotta say is that,
hey, you know what? I may rethink that. Just because I won't swizzle, I might come to Echo and do that. I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it.
See, Dave,
just so
see,
y'all
Dave,
know, I'm
going
to throw it out there.
Dave, you said that shit. You probably won't even be at Echo, Dave. Dave, you bullshit.
Well, I'm up here,
Dave,
and...
Dave, I come to Echo, how much you like swizzle for?
Somebody done muted his mic.
Yeah.
Man,
if I come to Echo,
everybody,
how much y'all like
Twizzle
for?
Man, my goddamn breath limit is working now too. They must have had a bad batch of MSB boxes going around.
Hey,
come
Kevin,
on, man.
I'm thinking about it. Twizzle ain't even fast at his own track. I could beat him spinning like I did that wagon.
And he can use all three guns on that motherfucking slow ass rig.
Anywhere he want it. Anywhere he want to do it.
I'm not.
It's gonna cost him $5,000.
I'm not betting on nobody else's car no more. If it ain't my car, I ain't betting on it.
I agree with you, Jay, but we see what we got today.
I'm not betting on nobody else's car.
Hey, Fat Albert, I'm willing to get the Echo to run Swizzle for $5,000.
I really don't want you, because the last time, man, you couldn't even get down that goddamn thing.
Hey, nah, he's talking with the truck I went down there easy.
Oh,
yeah, talking about my car.
He talking about the truck.
Nah. The car ain't. I ain't going down there with the car. I ain't ever again.
So, what's the weather like in Georgia?
Not fast enough for Bounty Hunter to be here.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. I got a phone call coming in. What does it say? Oh, answer the phone. It's for LaRon. Hold on. Hello?
You got me on?
Yeah, you on.
All right, LaRon, let's lock in for that ACO race.
By who you want the DC to be? 515. 515.
Now, let's do 513.
No, if I come there, it's got to be for five. I'm traveling 15 hours.
I'm sorry, I can't run for 5,000. I got to bet within them teams, man. I'm building my whole house. I got fucked up. I know you don't want to hear those excuses, but I want to have some fun this race. Put 513, and we can do it.
For me to come to Echo is going to cost $5,000.
All right, well, you know, I guess it's back to I'm scared and I'm shook and all that other shit then.
As my man Clippy said, finish eating White Castles and hang up.
I haven't had White Castles in 30 years.
For $5,000, I bet I guess your ass too.
Clip said you was at White Castles eating. He said they don't give receipts.
Hey, Swizzle.
No. What?
For me, the only track he race at is
Echo?
That's what
you're
saying?
Yeah, he a local racer. No, that's not what I'm saying.
What is it going to take for us to get you to Galat this weekend?
I don't know. I'll go down there. I hate to say it, but I'm going to pick and choose. I'm going to race. I'll go down there for Cliff because he's running this match. And he thinks some shit has done shade on, so we can make it right.
Did you just say you gonna pick and choose?
Yeah, damn right.
Huh?
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I didn't stutter.
That's exactly what he said, cousin.
I didn't stutter. That's exactly.
Hold up.
There's no need to hold up. I understand you guys want to trade, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you guys want to trade. That's good. But Cliff on here talking all gangster and cussing shit, you know, like somebody
I'm
did some wrong
I'm talking
home,
shit,
but I'm trying, to straighten that shit out. You know what I mean?
Let's lock him in.
All right, hold up, cousin.
Lock on 513 at Echo on the 7th. Be in the lanes at 3 o'clock.
Hey, Swizzle, look, I'm coming 15 hours. It's going to cost me $5,000.
Lock in 2,500 or 3,000.
That's how you do that.
All right, we gotta move on. It ain't gonna happen. Let's move on. Let's move on. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, no,
Hey, Cliff, let me borrow your car for one fucking week and let's lock him the fuck in.
I'm gonna call Swizzle.
We're gonna lock the whole pot, the whole three thousand.
Don't worry about that.
No, he wants to be so tough.
Yo, Cliff, who do I need to talk to get his car down to Galant? I'm going to gap him for free.
Man, listen,
I'm going to give y'all free stuff.
If I told you that, everybody would hang this fucking phone up, so I ain't going to tell you that.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to get on Facebook. I'm going to make a post. If anybody's seen, I'm going to get on a missing milk cart. I got time today.
I thought I heard Tori. Tori, that's your Tori home?
You can do all that shit.
Tori was on here earlier.
I got way more
important shit to deal with than what LaRon posts up on Facebook. Trust me, I believe that. Believe me.
Hey, listen, look, I'm gonna leave you alone, man. Handle your personal stuff, and then come talk to me after the end of that. Take care, home first. I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I'm gonna say handle what you gotta handle first, and then we go from there.
Cause now, Captain, save somebody, and I'm trying to offer. I do want to race you, and I'm offering the races that I can't offer. All of a sudden, I'm scared. I need permission. So I know y'all going with the bullshit. You know what I mean? Y'all want to race that. Y'all want to race where? Y'all want to race that. You know what I mean?
And you want to race where?
You think a bluff was called? But like I said, got Cliff over there sitting there talking shit. Now he's sitting in the fucking corner being all fly. Then I pulled the covers off his ass, and I was
whipping
him
down
the
face.
It don't work like that. I told you, I will run for wacky.
Cliff's standing in the middle of the stage waiting for you to lock in.
He ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
He's not gonna do it. I bet you $100 he don't do it. Matter of fact, I bet you $100 and a cat, what they call it? Castle nut, cheeseburger, or whatever fucking eating. I bet you $100 in a white castle that he ain't gonna do it. I bet you that.
I bet you $100 I'll come down to the lot this weekend. He put Cliff in his car. Now bet on that. I bet that shit.
Okay, we gonna
put Cliff in that
car.
Why don't you just go ahead and lay down? Save that shit, man. You said some shit. Now you want me to listen to some other shit? Fuck that. You know what I mean? And I gave
hey,
him LeBron a raise. He doesn't like it. Fuck that. All right?
I didn't say LeBron.
Cliff
wanted to
raise
LeBron.
I'm really not ready to come down to Glock. But for Cliff, I can do that. I'll put Brick on Cliff. You know?
If you come
but
in the line,
run,
I, what kind of stuff do I need to give you?
From work to the car.
You know you can't fuck with Glock again whatsoever.
I'm gonna give you what you think you want. Come up to Echo on the 7th and we can get it on. I didn't leave nothing to Echo. Y'all just keep saying the same shit over and over and over again. He wants y'all to come to Echo. Y'all want him to come to Galat or either Cousin Z. He said he can't come. Let's move on. God damn, y'all keep saying the same shit over and over.
Fat up, how about this? Let's do a mutual track. Let's go Cousin T's motherfucking November, I mean, October the 30th then. Let's get the fuck.
He said
good
no. Cliff already
to
told him.
Sound good
no.
to me. I'll be there. With elbow. Sound good to me. Best thing you said all day, Marcus. You the man. That's right.
And Marcus, he already told Cliff no. He said he ain't going to be there. He only going to be ready on November 7th.
He must be a motherfucking psychic or some shit.
He already said no. His car only working at Apple. You know, it make enough power to go down there. Anywhere else, it may break.
No, you said it wrong, Ron. Them folks don't allow him to go nowhere other than November 7th. That's right.
Fucking Cliff. Oh, this fucking Cliff. No, boy.
Come on, Cliff. Let's lock in.
We can go to Seattle next weekend.
What part of this cartoon did you miss on the commercial?
All right, then if you can't do it, man, just say you can't do it. All right. See, here's your situation, Cliff. You want to fucking wait the time there's a grudge event like you need to race. Like, motherfucker, you in Jersey, I'm in New York. I don't need to go down to North Carolina.
Let me ask you something. Do I owe you anything?
He asking me, when do I want to race?
Quizzle, I'm asking you, if I owe you
when
something,
you
want to let
race?
Me know. Let me know. Right.
You want to go
I,
all the way down
listen,
to race,
listen,
to race listen, for $1,000. I'm in New York. I'm in New Jersey. I'm not going, listen, if all I got is a thousand,
and you can't come up with LeBron's $5,000, we're in the same boat. Let's swim, baby. Let's swim.
I'm not raising LeBron for $5,000. I done said that already.
And I'm not raising you for over $1,000. So what part of this don't you understand?
We can race up here for $1,000. What's the problem? What is the problem?
I paid off down here.
You live in Jersey.
I owe you
nothing.
Let's go there.
What's the problem for raising $1,000 up
here? Don't tell me something I already know.
You need to be at one of Joe's shows to make sure you got some grudge event to go to the race.
That's what I got to be. Yeah, because
yeah, right.
It's Joe Gray's show. It's his show. Yeah, you're right.
What's wrong with that? Right. If that's how the man want to run his program and be recognized.
Exactly.
He was gonna race me at Iowa and put a paid as a deposit. But all of a sudden, now he just raced that Mark Allen Joe show. Come on, man. Come on,
I mean, the man going to Galat, though. I mean, that's where all the grudge races going to be. Don't nobody grudge race up in North Carolina.
Not Galat, Marcus. Not Galat, Marcus. Not Galat. I'll be at Custom T, inshallah, on the 30th. I'm locked and loaded.
Hey, if what he said is true, then how come ain't nobody grudge racing up there every fucking week? Now I'm seeing people locking in for per se grudge events up that way. Gordo, Sammy, goddamn, whoever else. So what you're saying don't hold no water. No,
I can stand up correcting. Somebody correct me.
You ain't gonna be corrected, Marcus. You're not.
I mean, I'm just trying to make it make sense.
Yeah, well. I'm starting to, but I'm going to keep that comment to myself. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Butch, bad man, right. Butchie Woods.
Hey, Butchie, is you bringing some of that go-go juice sir, out this weekend? Where Butchie up?
Yeah, he's going to have a full supply.
All right.
But
you heard that, right, Kevin?
I think Kevin, listen, I stayed out of that conversation which you all was in. I stayed out of that one. I was just ear hustling.
I wonder why, but
I heard everything.
I wonder why, but I don't want it too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going down the lot this weekend. We're going to have a good time, and then we're going to the beach for the castle walk. And I'm trying to walk on the motherfucker ass down there. So,
And don't forget, they raffling off a nice-ass golf cart.
Raffling a golf cart off. I keep forgetting that.
$20.
So, listen, $20 ticket. And I think most of the proceeds is going to the cancer awareness deal. Joe gonna also give money towards, you know, certain people. I think he's just gonna pick out the hat for some people that's battling cancer and shit like that, and gonna take care of them as best as he can. So, man, listen, man, if you can't support an event like that, if you are able to. Man, something wrong with you, especially if you follow the grudge scene and you understand that it's not all about promoters making money and putting it in their pocket. The ones that give it back, man, I'm all for them, man. I'm telling you the truth. They got all my support.
Yes, sir.
Before the show cut off, I want to thank Little Howie for making Short Dog look like an asshole.
Kevin, you got to handle this one, Kevin. You got to handle this one.
Listen, when you're right, you're right, man. It's like that shit makes – anyway. He 100. And
you agree with Pee-wee?
I'm agreeing with that motherfucking
name. All I heard last week. Oh, we're going to wait till next week. We're going to wait till next week. Lock it in. Oh, boy.
Hey, listen,
I ain't seen no lock.
That made somebody owe some punk out. That made somebody owe some punk out. That was a $100 punk out, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's more. It's not the $100. That, you know, that goes and comes. It's just like your fucking, your word and your everything about you, man, is on the line. I just look at it different. I don't know. Couldn't have been me.
It's about somebody proved a point and somebody.
You gotta have some fucking pride, man. If you out there and you put your name, you know, you gotta stand. Listen, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And that was a falling moment because I look at it different now. I couldn't. If he turn around tomorrow and lock him in, it's too late, man. I couldn't bet with a dude like that, man. He's too iffy, man.
I don't know Little Howard, but
hey,
I know
LaRon, you sure we're going to put a post up. The final results are in. My boy, God, on the Mari show, Swizzle and the Regal are good. Stupid, man.
Why don't you shut the fuck up, man? You got something to say about everything and don't know nothing about shit. It's like you fucked up Walter Mann's deposit. You know.
Who is that? Who you talking
about? Something to say about everything.
I didn't hear what the dud said. What did he say?
He said, you
don't know.
He said I fucked up Walter Man's deposit. No, no, I didn't. Walter Man fucked his own deposit.
Walter Man fucked his own deposit up.
That wasn't
don't
Walter Man. That was Walter.
But I tell you what, Swizzle, right? Hey, LeRon, is this Swizzle?
This is the man that come on
talking about he wanted to run Cliff 5 on 2500. LeRon said, lock it. I'm coming down now. Then he going to back up. Come to Apco. Man, get your fake-ass racer off this show, man. You ain't up with a fake-ass racer. I'm going to call you out now. Now you don't got me out. Oh, now you want somebody to come to that ragged-ass track. Come to VMP. Come to VMP. And I tell you what, you got everything in drag racing. You got everything in fucking drag racing. You got everything in drag racing. Put that regal. You got everything in that drag racing. Put that regal.
Something to say about everything, and you don't.
Man, I can say what the fuck I can say. The last only person that can tell me I can't say nothing.
You don't know what the fuck you be saying. So you
I'm reading off. I'm reading off what the post
what?
Said. I'm reading off what the post. The man put it on Facebook. All I did was just read it.
Fuck what he put on Facebook. I really don't give a flying fuck what he put on Facebook.
Okay, so why is you all upset because I read what
I read on Facebook?
I'm not with
that shit. Well, all of a sudden,
I
lock in and race that fucking ACO to, when my car's ready, because I can't
but then
make
why did you come on the show? Why did you come on the show and you wanted to run a Galat? You wanted to run Cliff at Galat?
I would have foot braked and raced Cliff's ass, but I got to come correct
and run
race. That's the bottom line. But all you want to do is see a fucking race, hoping you be the DP man. You'll never be a fucking DP man for anything.
I don't want to be no DP for no show ass fucking car like you got. What the fuck you talking about? I be a DP man. What the fuck? I want to be a DP man. What the fuck? I tell you what, my race car against yours, and you got everything in drag race. Yeah, okay, well, whatever.